romantic yourself. Really, fuck yourself. You don't make love. My girl, when she's gonna come, this is how I know. She actually does that little move, and then she pushes my face into the pillow and tells me not to speak. No, that makes me feel wonderful. That's great. Apparently, if she sees me or hears me, her vagina seizes like an engine. I'm lying there like a rape is taking place. Just take what you want and leave. Every time she watches a TV show or some fucking movie, let's do that. No, we can't because it's not real. Romance doesn't exist, honey. That's TV. Try fucking in a hammock. You know what happens? You fall out. That's what happens. That's fucking real life. I stabbed my fucking spine. And I broke my dick. My dick is still in the hammock. Get my dick, get my dick, get my dick. Have sex outside. Bugs you in your asshole. That's not fun. You ever have a caterpillar in your asshole? Fighting a mosquito in your ass? Real love, simple. It's basic. This is when I knew I had real love. This is when I knew this was the girl for me. It was basic. Nothing too romantic. Lying on the couch in my tighty whities and my socks. Snuggling, right? Wanted to cut a fart just to be cute. Was that you? No. If you don't think that's funny, you're a boring asshole, and I think you should die. Cupping your fart and fucking throwing it in your chick's face or a dog is fucking hilarious. Second to that, picking and feeding boogers to your puppy. That's hilarious, too. They love them. Fucking Scooby snacks, that's what I call them. Why waste it on a tissue when you sit, up, paw, down, stay. Boogie, good for you. So I'm lying there where she's holding me tight, watching a movie. It's so cute. I want to accidentally shit my pants. I swear to God, it happened. It was bad, too. I had tighty whities. It was like a diaper. Just exploded in her face. And in my head, I'm like, oh, God, I just shit my pants. I just lost her forever. But no, she loved me. She laughed at me for like 30 minutes. Like, you shit your pants? Honey, you don't know the difference between a fart and a shit, you moron. I gotta call my mother. Ma, he shit his pants. Yeah, the fart thing, you know, he does that. He shit himself. He's a fucking idiot. He just shit his pants. You don't wash them in the sink, shithead. You throw them. He's washing them in the sink. He's like a fucking 9-year-old, Ma. What, are we gonna reuse them?
MoreLikeRadio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty. This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
I'm an adult, kind of sexually repressed, you know, been a little lonely. Hour doesn't seem that far. Would be a little far for just normal sex, but if he's saying something crazy that I wouldn't get normally.
Ferrari?
According to my brother.
Her Ferrari. Yes. Yes.
According to my brother, like, she was like the kind of girl would be like, can I call you sir? Like, she was like giving all like the indicators of have your way with me.
Okay. Okay. Now, Dutch, I want to turn this around on you. Okay. Yes. So you meet this girl on Tinder, whatever. She's like, hey, you want to drive an hour out of your way to come have sex with me? Oh, by the way, my 5 sisters are living with me.
On my way.
Yes. I would be there. Yes.
I'm already there.
She would say hello and she would hear. Yeah, what's up?
Here's the difference, Mitch, is that like there's not a physical danger there. I could take 5 bitches all day. All day. If they want to try and rape me, I can punch my way out of that fucking mess.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you. Italiano vero. Italiano vero. More like radio, less like crap. Turn that shit up.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
One second.
Going.
All day.
Yeah, I got it all day,
I
too.
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day, too.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day, Winston. I'll do it all day, Winston.
Hello there. You are listening to Dutch and Royce. on morelikeradio.com.
Talk about smooth starts. Jesus fucking Christ.
That was the opposite of that, sir.
I don't need to hear your sass right now.
No, I'm not sassing you. That's a good thing about Dutch and Rory's. It's unexpected. Anything can happen. Dutch's computer could break down.
It just in the middle of a fucking
this
intro.
This show opened up like I like to have my sex. Rough.
See? See? It opened
welcome
up
with Dutch nothing to say, everybody.
It opened up with a little bit of butt stuff.
Sorry. We're here live, obviously, on Tuesday night. It is October 28th, 2014.
Dutch, jacked. Tober.
On morelikeradio.com.
Jacked. Look at the guns.
We're also jacked, apparently.
You know what next month is? Brovember.
You know what next month is? Is done with Royce's muscle bit.
Yeah, good luck, because these puppies just getting bigger.
That's Royce Lopez. I am Dutch Van Wingerden.
Hi, Dutch Van Wingerden.
Hi, Royce Lopez.
Hi.
We also have Marie Lopez.
Hi.
We have producer Mitch Heil.
Well, hello there.
We have Sherry.
Hello.
Is Sean awake?
Seanathan is right here.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Seanathan.
Hello.
I like that, by the way.
I call him that all the time. I've been on that for years, actually.
Can we not do that?
So Seanathan Wooders?
Seanathan Wooders. I don't know why it's
Wooders.
Never come up on
Seanathan
air.
Seanathan Wooders.
I don't know if it's ever come up there, but since we were 16, I would call him Seanathan.
Yeah.
Seanathan, what's the derivation of your last name? Is that English?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the way a dyslexic person says water.
And racist. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Our number is 954-573-2780. If you guys want to get in touch with us.
Oh, like 6-7 years?
Oh, okay.
Been a while.
It's been a while.
No.
MoreLikeRadio.com/live is where you can see us every time we broadcast.
Whoa, can you not why didn't we get a website?
It's been a while.
Why does she not know these things?
Sorry. You know what it is, Dutch? I don't even like Stain, but when you shave your head, you have to sing songs like him. It's weird.
You shaved your head?
I always shave my head.
Oh, I can't see
it's
your
been shaven.
My head's been shaven for like many, many moons.
For a long time.
Has
now.
Been shaven.
Has been a shin shaven.
It looks like a nutsack, but on top of his head.
It's very nice. Smooth.
It's a nice nutsack.
Yeah.
I rub it all the time.
Mm-hmm. So, no, you go ahead, Dutch. No, please.
No,
no,
please.
After you.
It's
no,
your show.
No, sir. After you. I go after you, just like the title
you
of the show.
You know what? I'm so flustered
which
by this
is
fucking
still,
thing.
I don't agree. I don't know why it's not.
You've been flustered though. For 3 weeks now. I think it's time you get
this sucks.
Being flustered.
At the beginning of Dutch and Royce, Dutch said, it'll just be Dutch and Royce 1 year, and every year we'll switch. It's now been 6 years, and it's still Dutch and Royce. So I'm waiting for it to be Royce and Dutch one day. I don't know. Maybe it's going to happen. Maybe not.
Well, we had Royce and friends for a while.
Yeah, well, it was the Mitch experience for about 1 day, and that was terrible.
I like it.
No one's disagreeing with that.
I say we bring back the awesome show. Still,
see?
I'm pushing
still.
For this hard.
There's a Friday thing going on.
You're not okay. First off, let's say I lose my mind and give you guys the awesome show back. You think I'm going to give you Friday night?
Well,
go fuck yourself.
I mean, y'all going to make me lose.
You're
going to
get Sunday 2 a.m. if you're lucky.
First right, that was such
lucky.
A great spot for brain stew, right? They were just rolling in listeners.
You could, you
they're
could
not,
take
they're not
one
doing
of
a show, Mitch. They're not doing a show anymore.
Yeah, but even
that's
when
my
they
point.
Were.
Do it. Do it.
It had
three.
Nothing to do with Hammy getting a job and Punchy.
Actually, I heard know. Rumors, and I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about
rumor
that.
Rumor has it.
I'm probably not, and Hammy's in the chat, so he can get pissed if he wants.
The
he's already having talks
it.
About bringing Brain Stew back, so we're looking
he was
at,
fired, so now he can have a show again.
We're looking at a time frame.
Brain Stew, come back!
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to fuck Hammy's world up. I'm going to make an announcement for him. Now he has to come through with it. They're looking at a return early January. Brain Stew's coming back.
Brain Stew, come back!
Out of retirement.
Give me the first Friday in January.
You could blame it
the first
all
Friday?
Yeah, give me the
Joe.
Date.
Okay,
gonna,
let me
I'm
see.
Gonna, I'm going to announce it for him. And he's gonna have to do it. Hey,
February January 2nd, it's a Friday.
Okay.
He can have the 3 a.m. slot.
Okay, January 2nd. Brain Stew's coming back, and just to make sure he has to do it, Mitch, I want this cut into a commercial. Every show on the station is gonna run it. Brain Stew's coming back January 2nd, guaranteed. That's a Hammy guarantee.
Brain Stew,
that's right
back.
Folks, you heard it right here on Dutch and Royce. Hammy and Punchy are gonna be back Friday, January 2nd.
Why are you screaming at us?
Brain Stew.
Yep.
It's a commercial.
Now with
so,
no more Punchy on the show.
Royce, you need to stop screaming at us.
I'm sorry.
No, Royce, sorry, Mitch.
I'm sorry.
I if I want.
Well,
so loud.
We miss Tammy.
Guess what?
And now
know,
he has a little more Joe.
We can get live from the morgue back late December
oh, Dutch,
for Friday night.
Quick update because we talked about
this. Oh, yeah.
This.
What was the update?
Oh, it was. Check. You're going to get even more mad about this because you remember you were calling
hey.
BS. You were right. It was a bit.
Okay. That's what I figured.
To get listeners, apparently.
Apparently, a good way to get listeners is make your wife feel like a slut.
That's just a weird. Like, do they think they're Andy Kaufman? Like, that's just a weird thing to do.
I wish they were.
Dead?
Yep.
Okay.
I got it.
It won't be long.
I get jokes.
So anyway, like I said.
Wait, so what was the reveal? Were they like, oh, we pwned you guys?
Oh, no, they said it was a social experiment. I believe it's the wording he used, a social experiment to see on domestic cheating and relationships. Something, some bullshit.
See what responses.
It, that wasn't even what it was. It was just him. He wanted to get people to listen to a stupid show, and it didn't work.
Did anyone listen to the show?
No.
No.
Maybe like three people.
No one listened.
It was all people from our staff trying to get dirt and audio.
Yeah. No. Our staff wouldn't even listen to it.
Yeah, no.
Like, I'm not going to fucking listen to
it's
that.
It's Friday. Go fuck yourself. I'm going to fucking go out.
We were just trolling his post, during normal office hours.
We were just bored. We got really bored.
That's the thing. It's just all happened in that office, like on company time.
We get bored. That's our job, is to make fun of you. Thank you. Yeah. It was fun. Right. We appreciate it, actually.
It was a good time, really.
I mean, it's like Water Cooler Dog for MLR is amazing because it's always something
water
terrible.
Water Cooler Dog?
Yeah. You know, most companies, you can't say, I think there's a video of this guy's wife fucking herself with a flashlight. But for some reason, our Water Cooler Talk, it comes up more than once. It's very odd.
Strange.
Take that, Google, with all your innovation.
Quit slamming your drink.
I'll slam whenever.
You need to stop having energy drinks.
I had an energy drink before the show.
Why?
Holy crap.
And I don't normally drink caffeine.
Why?
It's a Summit low.
I liked it better when you got high before the show. That was always fun.
Can't it be both? Low calorie gridlock energy drink. Taurin ginseng L-carnitine. This can't be good for you.
No, it's not.
Holy shit. What did I just drink?
None of that's good for you.
The same shit that's in every other energy
carbonated
drink.
Water. High
that's
fructose
fine.
Corn syrup.
Also
that's
fine.
Citric
fine.
Acid.
Fine.
Taurine.
Fine.
That's made from bulls.
Sounds like an indie movie.
Yeah.
Sodium citrate.
That's good.
Natural flavor.
Also good.
Wait, there's an ingredient called natural flavor?
Right.
That's all it is. Natural flavor.
Yeah, that's like an everything.
It grows on the natural flavor tree.
It's actually semen.
I also just ingested some Panax. I think you clean windows with that.
No, that's Windex.
It looks the same.
You mean Xanax. There's Xanax in that?
Ginseng root extract.
Well, it's a root.
Potassium sorbate.
Well, that's going to kill you.
Potassium benzenite.
Oh, benzoit. That's bad.
Benzoate? That's just a preservative.
I guess
no,
it's
I was
than
making
Benzo
a Simpsons
9.
Joke.
Oh. Okay.
Sorry, not all of us watched that stupid show.
Oh my god, it was old as fuck, so everyone should know that one.
I'm not. I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Yeah, not everybody watches that show.
I wasn't allowed to watch it.
Neither was I.
Hammy goes,
Bart's a bad
Hammy
influence.
Says, it was a social experiment that no one listened to their show.
Yeah.
Brain stuff. That's not an experiment. Oh. That's a truth.
Yeah.
It's a fact. A scientific fact.
Besides getting jacked up on Mountain Dew.
It's not Mountain Dew. It's
Surge.
Summit low
I'm
calorie.
Jacked up Mountain Dew.
No.
It's
what did you guys do this weekend?
Knockoff brand.
We wedding crashed.
Oh, yes, that's right.
We told
how
you
did
we're
that
doing,
go?
So we actually, it was a lot of fun.
We had a blast.
DJ.
Was not Dutch.
There's a lot of things happening. So let's start.
So the DJ, I think, just went through.
Hold on.
Slow down.
Back up.
We're like 14 steps ahead.
You're dirty a DJ.
Back up for a second, please.
We don't have to talk about the wedding.
No,
the wedding was a wedding.
Hold on.
No, I
want to talk about.
Jesus Christ.
Shut up for a second.
You're yelling.
Because you're aggravating me.
You're
an
energy drink.
You're yelling.
He's
pop.
Yelling
she,
a lot.
She shared the energy drink with me, guys, for being honest.
Can I ask a real quick question?
No.
Who? Oh,
go ahead.
whose wedding was it, and why did you crash it?
We met these. They're our pals. We actually met them through other friends, basically.
Like D.
Yeah, through D, basically. So it's Ken and Kelly. They're
fantastic
awesome couple.
People.
They're Dutch. The one that we talked about last week that we had a push-up contest with. That's Ken, the guy who he's like, oh, you have wedding stuff to plan. And she's like, oh yeah, we do. He's like, no, we just need to go to sleep. Like, he was just brutally honest, and I fucking wanted to kiss him for it. No, I'm serious. Like,
I did kiss him.
He's the most...
Always fun, like, when you meet a guy, and you're like, I like you, I want to hang out with you from now on.
He's just so weird, because immediately, he just says things so bluntly, like, he doesn't lie, and it's just so funny, like... Matter-of-factly, it's like, oh, I'm not going to lie. I just don't like you, and I'm leaving. Like, I love you, dude.
Let's put it this way. On Facebook, since no one thinks he can pronounce his German last name, last name is called Mustard Hamburger.
because his last name is so hard to pronounce.
He just calls himself
Ken Mustard Hamburger.
Mustard Hamburger.
But anyway,
I'm assuming he's like a Mussenburger.
Yeah,
something like that.
So anyway, we went to their wedding and we got invited the weekend before, so we really were crashing, as we said. So.
Well, not really. If you get invited, yeah, crashing is true. Like literally showing up.
That's true. But anyway, we did literally show up. So yeah, we crashed.
Well, we showed up uninvited, I guess. But
anyway,
I should
have said. We went. It was a lot of, you know. By the way, I want to tell people here that if you really care about people you're inviting to your wedding, because we just had one and we went to one, and this what they did was great. Short ceremony, okay. If you want people to like you, and
yeah.
Mitch doesn't like me, but he has to admit he loved my wedding.
It was a nice short ceremony.
See?
And also, DJ was pretty cool.
Right, well, kind of.
Hey!
He wasn't terrible.
Mostly what I remember was the DJ.
Anyway.
That's because you were drunk.
Well, so was everybody.
Everybody was.
Everyone got pretty
Sherry,
shit-faced.
By the way.
I love Sherry.
I want you in my life as just a drinking buddy.
Yes.
If nothing Aww. Else, just that.
You can have her.
You can have her.
And then I was going to say, as long I look at Sherry as like a drunk girl. Like I look at like my nieces and nephews, like so much fun to be around. But at least at the end of the night, I can give them back to their parents or their guardians. And be like, okay, I don't have to deal with that nonsense later, but you're so much fun to be around at the time. So
my favorite part about Sherry too is when she gets drunk, she curls up in a ball next to Mitch's leg like she's a Pomeranian.
That was so the funniest.
Funny. That's not when she's drunk. Either, that's when she's tired.
I'm either really tired when I'm drunk or I'm really happy.
True. Well, anyway. Yeah, I mean, so like I said, the ceremony was short, which we appreciated. We did not like that our pastor decided to sneak in 50 extra Jesus, and we specifically said no Jesus. But what are you going to do?
Who?
The dude that married us.
Don't worry about it, Sean.
You put a lot of Jesus in there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who? There was some extra religion in our wedding. There was none in it. It was totally civil. Which, by the way, fun short story that Dee's not able to say because she's not here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
When we were talking about the person that was marrying this couple, he got... his officiant license or whatever
ordained.
Right beforehand. Ordained, thank you. He got ordained just before that, just to marry them together, or to marry them because they asked. And he goes, oh, it's super easy. I ordained my cat once. Yeah.
So, yeah. D had a reverend cat for a little while. I didn't know this about her.
I was like, of course he would ordain your bucks. Cat. No, it was like 15, she said. Or no, it could have been free at the time because it was a previous cat.
It's a waste of free.
No, it wasn't.
So anyway, but that's not unheard of. I mean, like my buddy Joe
is a cat.
Married my sister Renee and you know her now husband Josh, and he just got ordained online because they really wanted him. He was his best friend.
My
so
brother did
they really
it.
Wanted him to
Matt
be the
did it
one
for a friend of his
officiating the wedding.
So we after the ceremony the reception starts. It was in the same area. So we also appreciated.
It was at a bed and breakfast.
When the ceremony and the reception are in the same place, you're making it so much easier for your guests.
Everyone loves it.
So it was a bed and breakfast. It was on the beach. It was really nice. We go. The ceremony now is. I mean, excuse me. The reception's outside with a bunch of tables set up. Now, here's the thing that everyone was pissed about. Ceremony ends, and this wasn't their fault, by the way. It's just the way the timing worked out. Ceremony ends. We all sit down at the table. Bartender is there. Now, it's 5:15, so everyone's sitting there, and of course, our table is the closest to the bar. I don't know if they did it on purpose or not, but we're sitting
next to it. Probably, because of the people that were sitting at that
right.
table.
Right, so we're sitting next to the bar at the back.
That's always fun. I'm sorry, real quick. Yeah. Like, it's always, you can always tell the degenerate table at a wedding.
We were the degenerate
table. There were two of them.
There were two of them, actually.
Those are the party friends of the bride and groom.
There was two of them.
We couldn't fit into one table.
This is how awesome this couple is. By the way, they had two degenerate tables, and that's for real. It was really bad.
And we started warring.
We did.
It was table 8 versus table 10.
Well, you're getting ahead of yourself. Stop. Let's go back up a bit. Let's back up a bit. So we're sitting down. It's 5:15. We see that we're table 8.
Table 8.
Shut up. Table 10.
Yeah. Sean is, however, in table 10.
With D.
That's funny.
So we're sitting down and we're waiting.
Why did they split you up?
Now we're sitting with...
Because I was
not,
with D.
Not enough room.
We're sitting down with Ramcat and Tina or Buttercup. The ones over here when they spanked John. So we're hanging out. They're at our table. And then our newer friends, this kid named Brett, and who else was at our table? I forget.
It doesn't matter.
Anyway, so we're sitting there. So, of course, everyone's at our table is eyeing the bar. I believe it's Tina walks up to the bar first because someone has to do it first, you know? it's always, you have to be the awkward person, the first one to go to the bar. She goes, fuck it, I want to go. She goes up to the bar, and then wait. She comes back empty-handed. We're like, oh, no. So we're like, what happened? She goes, well, the bar doesn't open until 6, and we all look at our clocks, and with just a massive, like someone just told us we lost our child.
Oh.
It's 5:15, though. We all say to each other. So the table is sad. Information. Now we're at table 8. Sean and Dee and some other friends are at table 10. Now, we're right next to each other, like I said, the degenerate section. So the information gets over to table 10. Table 10 starts sighing. Fuck. So we're waiting. So stuff is going on, but everyone's just like... The DJ, now back to where Marie's saying, the DJ goes and does this game.
Oh, the DJ.
Because you can tell she's a DJ at corporate
meetings. She just finished DJ school. Right. And she was really excited to learn all the things that she learned. However, I'm pretty sure she went to corporate event leadership training DJ school, not to wedding DJ school.
I already know what you're about to say.
Let me finish. Go ahead.
The first thing she said was, since I'm sure not everyone knows each other, let's do a mingling game.
Yeah.
Oh,
now, I want to make it clear.
No.
I want to make it clear. Ken, it was the whole thing was fun, and the DJ obviously wasn't Ken and Kelly's fault at all. So we had a fantastic time. But anyway, does the corporate thing, corporate mingling. Now, if you are going to do something like that, you don't do it when everybody is sober. You do it when people are drunk, so they want to talk to each other. So the corporate mingling thing basically was musical chairs, where when the music played, you had to walk around, and when you stopped, whoever you were next to, you had to say hi and talk to. Basically like a kindergarten class, or like you said, a corporate event.
Hey, those kids are smoking cigarettes over there. I'm gonna go with them.
Now, mind you, not bad in theory if you're 1 hour into a bar being open, then it's hilarious. People are stumbling around, and they're like, yeah, mimes. Then it's funny and fun. But everyone's sober, and every conversation was, well, do you know what time the bar opens? Because it wasn't even like, hi, or hey, how you doing? It was like, hey, I heard it's 6. And it was like a war camp where the story was going around that the bar opened at 6. Now, once again, not the party people's fault. It's just everyone at the 8 and 10 are a bunch of degenerates.
There were actually 3 options that people took when this was announced.
Suicide?
Option A was to kind of sort of play along and ask if the bar was going to open up soon. Which is what I took, and what you took. Option B was to circle around your table so that you keep talking to the same people over and over
again. That's what we were doing, because we're children.
And then option C was to completely leave the area and go smoke, which is what Sean did.
Yeah, well, hold on. By the way, going back to that, before we get to that, you know you're at a good party, and this is the dinner table. When somebody asks a question, hey, does anybody have any weed? And every single person either knows somebody or had it on them at both
all
tables.
I just make a phone call, man.
At both tables.
You really want a lot?
Everyone was like,
we can get a little or a lot.
And you know that it's a good part. You also know it's a problem when you go, they went down to the dock to smoke, and you walk over, there's about 20 people, and you're like, Jesus Christ.
There might have been 15 of people, me, standing on the dock.
So table 8 through 8 and 10 are
table 8.
Already problems.
Table 10.
There's a guest book.
Their guest book was filled with us arguing over which table was better.
The guest book was people writing table 10 for life, table 10 sucks, table 8. Me getting the table 8 number, turning it sideways, going, we're better because it's table infinity. And it was a lot of fighting. And it just kept going and going. So anyway, the bar finally opens at exactly 6 o'clock during the mingling game. The mingling game, she's still, hey guys, it's still going on. Guys, everyone's just walking to the bar.
What?
So we get to the bar. Everyone's, you know, gets their drink, starts drinking. Now, something else that's funny, where the bar was located, it was outside where we were at, so it got dark. There were candles at the table. Marie, being nice, because it was so dark back there, kept bringing the bartender candles.
I wasn't being nice. I was being an asshole. Because I was getting a drink, and I asked if he had a Diet Coke for Royce, because Royce was thirsty. Right. And he's like, I think I do, but I can't really see. And I looked around. And I'm like, they put no lights in your corner. Hold on a second. So I just like went and brought in a candle.
She went to get a drink, she bring a candle.
And then I told other people, hey, it's kind of dark over there. Bring him a candle when you walk over for a drink.
Marie had everybody bringing him candles.
And he's like, he was a good
like
sport about it.
His son just died, and we were at a church.
He was Elton Johnning it over in the corner, but he was a good sport about it. He's like, I'm pretty sure this alcohol isn't even flammable. It's fine.
So, So yeah, then it starts, and now music starts playing, and we're thinking,
now how was the music? Was she good?
Let me explain. Then the music was okay, but now it wasn't the music was bad. Is that she was very bad timing the music. She was playing dance music while people were eating, and then stupid, crappy, you can't dance music when people are supposed to dance. Is that like she was playing Celebrate, which is a classic.
Right.
Fucking dance classic.
Celebrate.
Yeah, there you
good
go.
Obama, come on.
I kept singing this to myself. We all were playing.
Obama. Is she doing this while you guys were eating?
Yeah, but
you can't do that.
Right, and then she was playing. So anyway, Tina and Marie, and as explained, me and Ramcat were talking, and they are not good together because no. They encourage bad behavior. And what I mean by that is it's like having a powder keg next to a factory that just makes a bunch of sparks. And it's always a problem together.
No need for that
so
factory.
So then, before they start dancing, they already...
You could have said a place that does a lot of welding.
Anyway.
No, it's just anything, a spark factory.
It's a spark anything factory. No. It's a factory.
That's Royce's brain just running out of things to say.
No. Let me explain.
They even said Bubba Sparks.
It's a factory that makes Bubba Sparks CDs.
Marie knows what I'm talking
about.
It
has a lot of flammable liquids.
That's not good.
Anyway, where was I? I forgot.
You were saying that I'm a bad influence.
Nice. Yes.
I'm a bad influence okay, on Miss Buttercup Sunset.
So now before they start dancing.
Do I know Miss Buttercup?
Yes, she's the one that spanked John.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And Ramcat was it's her boyfriend who was here at the time of the show as well. Anyway,
gentleman so with long hair.
We're hanging out with them.
Is it weird that I want to kiss him more than her?
No.
He is very beautiful.
He's a handsome man.
His hair women do actually envy it.
Dude, yeah.
No, they really do. It smells nice. It's so perfect.
I guarantee he probably has women that just come up to him and just touch his hair. Yep. On a daily basis. Yeah. Yep. One of those kind of
every time. Yep.
He's got a mane on him, man.
Yep. But so anyway, before even the dancing starts, this is how they knew how much they were into doing choreographed dance. Tina's going around pulling up the Thriller video and walking up to everybody in table 8 and 10 saying, hey, we're going to do this. And everyone's looking at the video practicing while shit's going on. And then
she
walks.
Kidding me?
No. Then shit's so then they walk up, they play Thriller. They all do the dance. Now here's what happens. No one's dancing anymore, and Tina and Marie go from just talking about I don't know business. What were you guys talking about?
More like radio.
More like radio business stuff. And then what song came on?
Robin Thicke, Blurred Lines.
Blurred Lines comes on, and they go. They went from like so. Yeah, we were thinking of the song immediately. Dutch, if you could pull it up so you can see how it goes. So they're talking. Yeah, so you know, more like radio. So you know, yeah, we're thinking of doing this thing for a live event, and we're gonna do this and. And they immediately
shit, girlfriend,
go into a court, not a dance, a choreographed dance. They're the only two dancing.
Wait, how did you both know the dance?
We don't know.
They don't. They
I don't
just
know
did.
How it happened. It was so weird.
They just did it.
People were looking, and this is not a joke.
I mean, it's not like they had a dance in the music video. The music video was just a bunch of topless chicks walking around.
This is not
a
joke.
What we were doing. Just not
we
topless.
Had people coming up to me and Mark, me and Ramcat, and going. Did they choreograph? Were they? And I go, no, we haven't.
It looks like they've done this four or five times.
Seriously,
never not
hilarious.
One. So never not one.
So they're both like,
did you guys get this on video?
No, I mean,
come on, you guys.
I didn't know what's gonna happen.
Yeah, I had no idea.
But when
what was
you
going
see
on.
It start to happen, you gotta be like, fuck me. You gotta
actually,
pull
it you know
camera,
what,
man.
There might be video somewhere of it. It's well, I'll find it because there was a lot
if
of
you
cameras.
Find it. Yeah, look, I have
I'll look,
to see this.
I'll look. I'll look. I'll look. There's a picture. There's a picture in the chat. That's them starting Marie getting low and them starting the dance pretty much around there.
And they're the only two there.
I told you what I meant. They're the only two there. They're the only two. So this song's blasting.
That's hilarious.
And they're cool.
Wait, was this wedding in somebody's backyard?
It's a bed and breakfast. Bed and breakfast.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
That's why it looks like that.
Yeah. And look at Marie in her heels.
No, it was really nice, actually.
All the way down there on the ground.
So Marie's getting low and Tina getting low with her heels like animals. And
I was gonna say, yeah, Marie's got big old heels. I didn't think you were a heel girl.
You know, Marie loves heels.
I can wear them.
She wears
really?
Them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Uh-huh. I've only seen you in frumpy sneakers and
not only that, I woke up the next morning where the back of my neck had a bruise, my legs were sore, and my feet were cut up. And I'm like, what the fuck was I doing last
She got
night?
Marie got kind of drunky poo.
You get pretty hammered?
She got drunky poo.
She grabs me.
I love drunk Marie stories, by the way.
And pulls me out into the dance.
Oh,
I'm
yeah,
like,
she's grabbing people
no!
making them dance.
I grabbed everyone.
Hold on, let's finish. Hold on. So they're dancing alone, they're dancing, and then they realize, no, we want other people to dance. So that each of them goes separately into the crowd and just start pulling people in.
You go grab that bunch of queers over there. Yeah.
Come and dance.
Marie fucking sad. Marie grabs me and she's like, spin me around and dance. And I'm like, no, get away. Ew, this is gross. Stop it.
So they're losing their minds dancing. And we're like, what happened? What
For
happened?
The listeners who don't know, like, Marie is one of the, is she, like, some people, like, when they drink, their personalities change for like the worse.
They become likable.
Yeah.
Marie gets for the better.
Yeah.
Because no, she sober, does. She's just a horrible person to be around. But when she gets drunk, she's the most loving, awesome, energetic, fun person I've ever been around in my entire life.
Yep. So they bring in people in, everybody's dancing. Now they had an appetizer thing at the beginning before the food came out, and they had this beer cheese that you could pour on the bread, and Marie just posted the chat. So of course, Tina and our friend Brett here, who's a fucking awesome dude, by the way, also I love this dude, they go up and they get coffee cups, and because they ran out of bread, and they filled coffee cups up with just cheese, and they were drinking it.
How fucking bad were their shits?
I don't know. We were joking about that at a table, going, "You're not going to shit for 4 days."
You understand what's
going
to happen?
So they're drinking coffee mugs.
You put in a cork in your body.
But that cheese, how delicious was
it?
That
was
cheese?
Good on bread.
It was beer cheese.
They were drinking beer cheese.
Was there between beer cheese and any other kind of cheese?
Beer cheese is more of a soup.
It's kind of made with beer. Basically, is what it is.
It's like a fondue.
Yeah, more like a fondant. So. They're drinking it out of coffee and a bunch of it.
Fondue.
That really mixes well with alcohol, too. A cup of cheese. So,
Well, this was still before the alcohol was available. That's so true. Our choices were water, coffee,
or cheese.
And
they chose cheese. They chose cheese. Obviously, they chose cheese.
Why wouldn't you?
Who wouldn't choose cheese?
So ridiculous.
I know.
People with lactose problems.
Right. And... So,
Tina's hot, by the way.
Yeah, she's fucking super hot.
And then, let's see here. The after party, we went down to downtown Bradenton. I already...
Did you post my the one with me and my red hair?
Oh, no, not that one.
Okay,
yet.
So this also happened. So anyway,
hold on real quick. Sure, like, what did... okay, so you guys got everybody on the dance floor. Did that work? Did people stay out there? Was it
For a little while.
It was hit and miss the entire night. I mean, I stayed consistently dancing.
And then the other spectacle of the night happened, and this started brewing in the entire... Because you know how a wedding is. If people start talking, one little thing happens, it starts brewing. So there was this fucking so hot, I mean, hot... model-looking 25-year-old girl. I'm talking...
Oh, boy.
Gorgeous. I mean, everybody agreed. Men and women.
Give me some specs.
Tall, 5'9". 5'9", so pretty tall for a girl.
Hair, eyes, skin.
Brunette, long brown... brown hair.
Gorgeous.
I mean...
Stunning.
Amazing
gorgeous.
Legs.
Did she have brown hair?
Yes.
She's gorgeous.
Great boobs, everything. She looked great. So anyway, she's there with this... 55-year-old man, and
good for him.
So everyone's going, is this the dad? And it was this weird thing, like everyone was looking at it, and everyone kind of was like, ew, like what's happening?
They were like waiting for them to make out.
No.
Ugh.
No one was.
That's what I was doing.
She had resting bitch face,
just
though.
To see if they were dating or if it was an actual dad.
Yeah, that's
she had she had resting
bitch
face.
By the way, can I tell you how amazing Ramcat is? Because you only heard him once on the show. But so, like I said, Ramcat's the one going out with Tina here. And so this girl, the same girl, starts looking at him up and down, like cross-eyed apparently. And he goes, "Fuck's that bitch's prom?" And he keeps looking at her like... What the fuck is the problem? Like, why is she looking at me? The point where Tino walks up and he goes, "We know her." He goes, "I don't know her." He goes, "No, we've met her. We know her." And it was just
she's very nice. She just has resting bitch face.
So it was just. So then this happened. It's a buffet. That's how it. You know, the food was. They come on, serve it. You went up. So they call our table. We go up. We're waiting in line, and then. Tina and Mark's hair is behind me because Mark has long black hair behind me.
Beautiful hair.
So they both put their hair on me, and I look really good with red hair. I look like I could be in Point Break. It's pretty nice, right?
By Point Break, do you mean gay porn?
Whatever. Call it what you
want. Did you have like a Hayley Williams front and like a fucking bouffant in the back?
Yes. How nice is it? It looks good, right?
I think Dutch is jealous.
It looks good.
I'm a little jelly.
Yeah, it looks hot. I mean, I'm a hot redhead is what I'm trying to say.
I just love how pale she is compared to you.
I
know.
I'm getting so dark, man, because I've been...
I was going to say, well, that or she's that...
No, well, she's pretty white, but I've been getting really dark. Only because it's just been... Every time I go, I'm always outside either running or doing something, so... And my skin just likes getting brown immediately.
You're an active boy. Yeah, trying to say.
My skin.
It keeps getting darker.
It gets bad.
I've been meaning to say something to you.
It's getting bad, right?
Because we're going to get pulled over.
Yeah, it's because they get to the point. Look,
the only race side, dude, white people are the only race that want to get darker. Everybody else is like, I want to be lighter.
No. You don't understand.
He looks really Mexican.
If I really get out in the sun, I mean, no. And I put sunblock on my head. I have to. But if I don't. Sean's seen it. I'll turn almost black. I mean, I'm really like that dark.
He looks like he should be cutting my grass.
It's bad. It's really bad.
He's Cuban, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But it's bad.
So, yeah, you're right. White people, anyone's wanting it darker. I don't know why. Weirdos.
White guilt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, dude, like the Mexicans and are always like, at least at the greenhouses I used to work at, would always wear like hoodies in the middle of summer. Just to keep the sun off the skin.
Right. Now, here's a picture of Ken. If you want to know, put a face to the guy that we're talking about. He's the guy in the middle with the demon eyes.
That's
the
one
chat.
That got married.
Guys, he looks like a Ken.
Yeah, exactly. He's fucking...
He's gorgeous.
Yeah. He's gorgeous, good-looking guy, too. He really is. But
like, I love Ken. He's so fantastic.
He's the funnest drunk guy I've ever been around in my life.
I don't know how he is sober.
He's like the Maria of
high fives. There's so many high fives.
I don't know how he is sober.
High fives. He walks up to me, puts his arm around me. Hey, Sean, you beautiful man.
And
why
like,
did you cut your hair off?
He makes you feel
good.
He got
mad at me for cutting my hair.
I'm not gay, but he's so good looking and charming that you're like, oh. Like he kissed me on the cheek and I blushed a little. I didn't know what to do.
He's one of those alpha male types that can just take up room.
Yeah, it's like, what? Oh,
and he's a big guy. He's like 6'1", like 200 pounds, solid guy. Like, right. Works out, good shape. And he just comes up and he puts his arm around you. He's like, hey, buddy. They're like, yeah. Kiss me on the mouth.
How did you know him? Just through D?
I met him a couple times. Like a month ago. Yeah.
And they invite you to the wedding?
Yeah, yes. I'm telling you. That the coolest people we've ever met.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah, no, so that was... So that picture was taken at the bar afterwards.
Yes.
The bar was fun.
We go to this bar, the after, because here's what happened. Since it's at a residential neighbor, since it's a B&B, at 10 o'clock, the music had to stop. So immediately at 10 o'clock, the music stopped, and it was just the guys, everyone needs to leave. The owner says, leave, all right, get out of here.
They start yelling at us, take all the centerpieces, we can't leave anything. So I'm just like grabbing vases and flowers.
Everyone's like a bunch of gypsies just grabbing shit and taking it home.
They're like, just take it all. I don't want it. So my trunk was just filled with flowers and vases and stuff like that because it was eclectic. It looked like Pinterest. It was beautiful. But
Why did you need flowers and vases?
Do we know? We're free. Shut up.
They told us to take it. So we just grabbed shit.
It's free. You
guys are the gypsies in this.
Yes. That's why I said everyone was gypsies.
Free shit. Yes.
D took like all kinds of wood and shit. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, like the table set. Anywho. So then we go to the bar and like... Ramcat and I.
She starts taking the picket fence out and putting it in her car.
Just whatever we can take.
See, you can't take that.
Oh, that's property. That's property.
They told us to, because
that's such a thing I would
do. They said take everything.
They told us to take things.
No, you're taking the light bulbs.
I'm picking up chairs.
Stop.
You told us to take things.
Table. Can we take this table?
But Sean is dragging two lawn chairs behind him to the car.
What are you doing? Dude, I guarantee we can fit this.
Yeah, I have a bungee in the car. I think we could put it on top.
Yeah,
and if we like run it through the window. Yeah.
We're not going
that far. Here's what we'll do. We'll put our hands out the window. Hold it with our hands. We're not going far.
Come on, man. Chinese style.
It's only 60 miles.
I got long arms, bro. I'll sit in the middle of the back seat and I'll hold it out each side of the windows. It'll be fine. Don't worry. I'll just hold it.
But, so good.
Oh yeah. So we get to the bar and
the bar's called the Lost Kangaroo.
It was.
Which I love that name for a bar.
I immediately got in trouble.
In downtown Brady.
Because so you walk into this bar. Let me set the scene here. You walk into this bar.
You knew you were in trouble when he walked in?
Yeah.
I knew you were trouble when you walked in. It's a shame on me. Yeah.
Why?
So I found there was an old timey piano in the back.
So yeah, Dutch, leave that playing.
Sorry.
No, play it, but lower it a little bit, because I'm gonna. That's about right. The music's about that loud. You walk into the bar, yeah. And now not only music, they had the World Series on, so that they also had that sound on the commentating.
And it was crowded, so there's talk.
Keep both on.
And there was college football on.
And there
as
was
well.
College football, so there was a lot of noise,
a lot of conversation, a lot of noise, a lot of music.
Fine. So then Marie
I find
sits
an old timey. I find an old timey piano.
She sits there with Ramcat. They're both sitting.
Yeah.
At the piano.
Now I know how to. I know how to play the piano,
right.
So I start, I start tickling the ivory, and
so that's gross, Marie, in public.
Yes, I was tickling the ivory, so as was Ramcat.
Marie and Ramcat are both playing the piano,
doing a duet.
Yeah.
You guys are deviant.
Whoa, back up! I didn't even know how to play piano.
Yeah, she was playing it.
What a boy! You have a piano there at the house?
Oh, I have a keyboard.
I know you have the grand, but like, what about you have a keyboard?
No, I have a keyboard. I have a little keyboard. But so we're just doing we're just doing chopsticks together.
No. Where's he going?
Oh my God, it's not even set up. Let me just tell a goddamn story. So we're just playing.
Trying to stretch this out. Could
we're
you
just,
hold on a
we're
second?
We're just playing chopsticks.
Why haven't you had a keyboard every time you do your little musical interludes?
Because no.
And wait, set this up. She has to have a keyboard next to her side, plugged into the board at all times from now on. All right.
Why?
Go ahead.
Anyways, and so we're doing our duet, and keys are broken, so you couldn't even hear half of them. So the bartender, all the way over on the other side, comes over and goes, "That piano's not for playing."
What?
What?
What's the piano for?
You could hear that?
Yeah. So it was basically like a pin drop, and the guy walked in like they were just dropping nuclear bombs in there, and
hands on the floor.
Hey, piano's not for playing.
And meanwhile, we're just da da da.
Did you guys ask him why do you have this here?
No, because it was what's the point?
We're like, all right, fine, we're drunk. Go do something else drunk. We're drunk, fine, whatever. Okay.
And then on top of the piano, for whatever reason.
Fuck your piano, it just didn't work.
Then on top of the piano, for whatever reason, there was a bunch of board games. So, of course, we got indignant and we said, what we should have said was, and I pointed at the sorry game and go, I guess we're sorry. And then we kept making up stupid puns to tell the guy from all the board games that were up there. And then I think it was like, I guess you don't have a monopoly on the piano. And we were like, we should have said all these things.
No, you didn't say it too.
No, because we were like, everyone was a little inebriated.
No.
And sometimes, you're like, I should have said that.
How does that happen?
So,
yeah, but Royce, how much do you bench?
Oh, yeah, so I'm just saying, just talking.
5,000 pounds.
And this guy walks up to me, drunk dude, and he goes, hey, man, how much do you bench? I'm like, I don't, what?
What?
I go, and then my answer literally was, hi, my name is Royce. Nice to meet you. it's a weird thing to walk up to somebody and say.
You want to go right now?
Yeah, like I don't know if he was trying to fight me or her.
But then he goes over to me and he starts asking me what I do.
I'm in the fucking zone.
He starts asking me what I do, and I hate that question because I'm like, you're not going to understand. I'm like, web stuff. And he's like, well, what kind of web stuff? I'm like, search engine optimization. Oh, really? I want to. He kept asking me questions.
Google.
Oh, fine. No. I start answering the questions because he's legit asking, not even me trying to push it on him. And he just walks away mid-sentence because he got intimidated that I was smart.
Yeah, seriously, that did happen. I saw it occur, actually.
This girl looks like a dumb bitch. I'm going to come over here and start a conversation.
Yeah. And then
he
walked away.
He literally as I'm talking, he just walked off.
Yeah, because a lot of people see Marie and they don't realize that that Marie, a little innocent Marie. And but when you talk to her, she has the mindset of a 40-year-old alcoholic. So it's like you're not a man. So it's like you're walking up to this. Oh, hey, how you doing? What up? Oh, what did I just do? What happened? And they walk away going, what happened? What just happened?
I thought I was going to get lucky.
Better descriptions of Marie I've heard.
I do it all the time. Dutch, you don't understand. Ask Sean. I do it all the time. Whenever we're at a bar or out anywhere, when a guy walks up and starts hitting on her, I walk away as fast as I can. Go to Sean.
Just to watch it happen.
And it's lean back and I cross my arms and just laugh because it's the
It's so much fun to watch.
Because they're just going to get shut the fuck down.
All you look at, because I don't really hear what's happening because I try to walk back, but the fun is looking at their face and doing a play-by-play. Me and Sean do a play-by-play. How confident he is. Look how confident he is.
The instant.
Right, I'm going to give it 15 seconds.
Yeah, you can tell the instant that their confidence breaks, too. As
10
soon
more
as,
seconds
You
left.
See their face go from happy to they just got called and their kid was killed?
Five, four, three, two. Oh, there it is.
That's it. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
that kid is not going to think.
And then,
of,
and then you walk up,
him a faggot, and he can't do anything about it.
And then you walk up to a Marine, you're like, what did you say to him? I go, I told him I had 3 abortions. And it's like, what? And it's like, whatever, I was bored. And then you start, you're like, it's so funny because you, it's like walking into a blender on purpose. Like, why are you doing this? Why are you doing this? You idiot. You didn't know what was going to happen. And it's bad. It's so bad. It's so funny.
It's, I think it's amazing.
I've never seen a woman intimidate a man more than Marie. It's crazy. And not because she's like,
she has this like half retard smile like when the person approaches.
Yeah.
I've seen you talk to other people. Like when you were out here in Colorado, I forget. It was like one of the bartenders.
Yeah.
It's your general approach, Marie. Like when you will initially engage somebody, that's so disarming.
It is.
But it's very aggressive. Your assholery just comes through and it's hilarious.
It's, but it's very aggressive. Like she forces you to speak to her. You know, like, hey, what's up?
Acknowledge me.
I want to talk to you now.
But the problem is that as a guy, you're going to say, oh, girl's talking to me. Hey, what's up? And then when they leave, they just got raped. They're like, I don't know what happened. It started with a talk.
I'm not sure what just happened. It hurt a little bit. I kind of liked it. I'm not sure.
I don't know what happened. And it's really bad, you know? So, so yeah, I always let that stuff happen. And then this same dude, this crazy, just the most annoying drunk guy, he started talking to everybody about the things they tell you not to talk about in public. Like, he first immediately walks up to Sean and starts talking, what's your political views? It's like, what? I'm at a bar. I'm at a bar.
Like, what do you mean? What are my political views?
Specifically?
On what issue?
Like, yeah. What?
A vote yes on Amendment 2?
Then he walked up to me and he said, after she talked to Sean, he goes, so what are your views? I'm like, I mean, about what, dude? Like, I said, what in particular do you want me to tell you? I have a lot of views. And he goes, you know, stuff. I'm like, all right. I mean,
life, bro.
That's just.
How do you feel about fucking man. Children on a hill under a full moon?
Not a big deal.
Not a problem.
It's very specific, sir.
Yeah. So
why are you asking me this?
So he walks away. So then me and Sean are standing there. Sean and Wer are standing there.
Who's Sean?
So we're standing there waiting, and then Ken, again, another reason why he's awesome, walks up to us, and he's pretty hammered. That's his wedding. He should be. And he goes, hey, guys, you guys look like pretty big dudes. if shit goes down, you'll fight, right? So immediately you tell me and Sean.
His wedding and this is happening?
Yeah, so I'm like, Sean starts taking his shirt off. And I start.
It was a nice shirt. I didn't want to, you
and
know.
Then Sean starts taking his shirt off, and then I go, where? What's up? We fighting somebody, like, right now? And I like this guy so much, and I'm ready to fucking fight somebody.
Who are we fighting?
I know this guy 2 times. He invited me. I'm ready to fucking fight somebody. I'm like,
yeah, the story you were telling earlier is, like, he's the kind of guy you immediately go, yeah. Like, where, bro? Where?
I was
like,
where? Yeah. Where? Point where the
him,
bro. Fuck?
Who? Point
so,
to him.
So then he goes, I had a fucking problem. I don't know if he's noticed that I'm here yet, but just in case. I'm like, whatever. You tell me, man. Fucking tell me. You know, we'll fucking end him. And we're like, we don't know why. We don't even know why. It could have totally been Ken. We have no idea. It could have been Ken's fault.
I wouldn't have cared.
No one knows. But we're being like, well, fuck this. I'm going to fucking kill him.
I was going to stab somebody.
I'm going to fucking kill this guy.
I had a blade.
I pledged my allegiance.
Yeah. It's so weird, that group mentality.
Someone's messing with my pal Ken?
Yeah. It's that group mentality. You could know somebody for a week or a day. If you walk into a bar with them, immediately you're like, I'll fight somebody. What? And you're like, this guy.
Especially when they have a good first impression. Yes. I've had that happen before, yep. Too, where you get into a fight, or at least you're ready for it with someone you just met that night.
Yeah.
I've actually had that happen a few times.
And then,
so what happened though? Like, what was the issue?
Nothing. It just disappeared. Like,
no idea.
Like, then it just, I guess he forgot.
I put my shirt back on.
All right. So then the best part is, now we're talking really high about Ken. Let me tell you how awesome Kelly is. She's in her wedding dress. She looks great. But anyway, we're at the bar. She's still in her wedding dress, which looks awesome. She's fucking hammered at this point, too.
She was wasted.
She walks up to me. Thank you guys for coming. You guys are fucking awesome. I'm like, whoa, hey, that's awesome. Like,
hey, relax.
Same very, like, just awesome. Like, talking to a dude who loves you. Yeah. And like, she's like, all right, it's my wedding. So buy me and you a shot. And I'm like, okay, what do you want? Lemon drops. I'm like, so I get 3, one for me, her, and Marie. I bring them back. She's already talking to someone else, and they're just sitting there. I'm like, do you want them? And then she's like, I don't want it. And then it's still, I'm like, all right, she doesn't want it. I guess she forgot she wanted it. I literally just went to the bar and got it. So I give one to somebody. They drink it. Someone else drinks. And there's one last turn. I'm going to go, well, if someone's not going to drink it, I'm going to give it to Mark or Ramkin. I'm like, hey, Mark, you want this? And before he turns around, she goes, "Oh, is that my shot?" She takes it and goes, bites the lime, puts it down, like just like nothing.
She's a fucking champ.
And goes,
bro.
"Woo!" I'm like, I love this couple. It's like, they're the fucking, I've never been around people. They're just like, these people are amazing. It was like, oh, yeah. I'm like, all right. And in a wedding dress.
Because we're really jaded, like, when it comes to meeting new people and shit.
We hate most things.
Hate everything.
Yeah.
And
here's the thing, though, with a wedding dynamic. I think they intentionally invited you guys because they knew they wanted a company later the night.
Yeah.
So probably. Early in the night is like when you talk family. To, like, you know, your parents, your relatives, your old relatives, your aunts, uncles, and grandparents. Then, like, midway through the night, it's like the friends that you sort of know and whatnot. Then they invite the degenerate tables, like we were talking about before, because they know those are the people who are going to be at the bars later and they want to hang out.
And the great part about that is that you know why I think you're 100% right? Because then Ken walks up to me and he goes, because I was just going to go to the bathroom. No, I was going to leave with Sean just to buy a cigar for a second across the way. And then he goes, "You guys are leaving?" He goes, "You guys can't leave." I'm like, "Well, we're not leaving, but why?" He goes, "If you guys leave, that means we have to leave."
I'm exactly.
Like, oh, we're those people. We're the monkeys. I'm like, that's fine. I like being the monkeys.
Monkeys. Yeah.
Well, no, you're the they want to make this night as memorable as they can.
I get it.
And so they always want to have the most fun, degenerate idiots at the end of the night. So that's why your table existed.
And it's true. I think the night got progressively weirder and crazier. So yeah, exactly. It was. Let's say it was a fucking blast.
We rented a hotel nearby.
Oh yes.
I woke up with bruises and cuts and soreness. And I still had vases and flowers in the trunk of my car, to which I brought
out.
Now,
check this out. Let me know. I'm going to say this because I'm not going to let her say this. She brings these vases with the flowers in the centerpiece. The next day, we go meet up Mark and Tina for brunch at this brunch place. Marie goes, "I'm going to bring them in and put flowers down on her own table." I'm like, why? So she goes in and she brings her own flower and sets her own centerpiece at a restaurant.
And it was lovely. And everyone loved it.
It was delicious and wonderful.
Everyone loved it. It was so nice. Everyone's like, this is so pleasant. Why don't we always do this?
Do it somebody else's.
But we were meeting up with other people and they're all like, why does that table have flowers and no other table has flowers?
So then something else occurs. Mark, remember last time when I drank the peanut butter and jelly soda?
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, so Mark and I had another bet, and this time I was sure I was going to beat him. It was the same restaurant. It was a food contest.
Same restaurant, different food item, same contest.
Now, the loser...
we were prepared this time.
Yeah, the loser... I'll get to that. The loser had to drink another one of those shitty sodas, but a different flavor. Now, they're already ordered. So before I continue the story, I'm going to let you know these sodas are already ordered, and it's going to happen, and I'll make sure they happen on the show, okay? I believe one is pumpkin pie and one is sweet corn.
Ugh.
Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, it's going to be gross.
They're ordered and they're on the way. So we go, whoever loses has to drink it. Now, Sean didn't want to. He wanted to eat a meatloaf sandwich, which is fine. So we order this thing called the waffle.
Kitchen sink.
Waffle kitchen sink, which is
the
a belt.
Blue waffle.
Which is a belt. No, that's more delicious.
Kitchen sink waffle.
It's kitchen sink waffle, which basically is a Belgian waffle, but with anything else the chef wants to put on it.
And it changes.
It changes for every order. So me and him both ordered the same one. I got a Belgian waffle with cheesy grits, a thing of meatloaf on it, and like bacon fried asparagus.
And Brussels sprouts.
Bacon fried Brussels sprouts. I'm sorry. It was fucking awesome, by the way. First off, it was amazing. Mark got a Belgian waffle, same thing, but his had fries.
And a hamburger.
And a hamburger on it instead.
And a fried egg.
So
that sounds delicious.
It was delicious. They was delicious.
Instead of thinking waffle, think bun, because that's what it is. Wasn't syrup on it.
We're sitting at the restaurant, and now, of course, Marie wants to taste mine, and Tina wants to taste Mark's food, of course, not penises.
And penises also.
So then of course, we have to make sure they take about an even-sized bite, because we have to start at the same time this food contest. So we start, we're eating, and I'm doing good. I am proud.
The contest is to finish the food first.
Whoever finishes first. So I'm proud. I took off. I'm doing good at the start. Mark, though, like the turtle, slow and steady, keeps going. Towards the end, I see him piling his last bite. I'm like, oh, no, what happened? He eats the last bite. I lose. I, of course, have to now drink one of these sodas. Now you're asking yourself, Dutch.
Why
did we order two sodas? I'll explain. We go over to Mark's house. Sean is very good at FIFA. And I mean this because he's like top 3% in the world good. I've seen him ranking. He's very good. Mark gets a new FIFA. Mark is not good at it. And he's not lying. I'm not good at it. Whatever. So we get to the house. I'm like, oh, you guys should bet. because if Mark's like, you're going to murder me, I'm not good at this. So they bet, and now here's what happened. Mark, of course, being smart, goes, well, can I pick your team for you? And Sean, being so confident that he's going to win, goes, yeah, sure. Mark picks Iran.
It was not, it's not, that's not good.
You're talking about FIFA, the video game.
Yes.
Xbox One kind of thing?
Yeah, well, for PS4, but anyway.
PS4.
Okay.
He picks that team, and Mark picks Colombia. They play. The loser has to drink a soda, another soda.
What was the flavor of this one?
Well, I said one is sweet corn and one is pumpkin pie. So
okay, I missed the sweet corn part. Sorry.
So they play. Guess what? Sean loses.
Yes.
2-0.
2-0.
2-0.
Ooh.
So Sean now has to drink one of these sodas. We'll make sure it gets done on air. Then the best part is, the truth is, Sean was really better than him, because the next matches, Sean beat the shit out of him, but he only lost the one. And then we asked Mark what happened. He goes, I don't want to drink that soda so bad that I will get superhuman strength and overcome anything to not do it. That's how bad these sodas are.
Wait, are we going to drink the soda tonight or tomorrow?
No. It's not here yet. It should be here next week. So I'll do it on one of the shows next week.
Perfect. I can't
hopefully
wait.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
And I will do it on air, because I'd rather do it that way so you guys can enjoy how terrible
Definitely.
It is. It's not going to be good.
When I could pick my own team, I destroyed him.
Yeah.
So it was.
Remember, Lester gets your fixins. Lester sodas.
Speaking of video games, we might be able to talk about this after the break, but sure. When does the newest Modern Warfare come out?
November.
Does anybody have an advanced copy?
No.
Not yet. I don't think anyone's going to have one.
It looks good. Kevin Spacey.
Uh-huh.
Joe is going
to
have one.
I cannot fucking wait for that game to come out.
It's
going
to be great.
I was watching the Walking Dead the other night, which, by the way, was awesome. We'll talk about that after the break
After the break.
Yeah, well, they had commercials for it, and me and my roommate were looking at each other like, we need to go get an Xbox One. Like, we need it just for that game.
Right now. Well, I'm going to get it for the PS4, so get a PS4, stupid.
Yeah, get a PS4.
No, Xbox One.
No.
Why? Because it has voice recognition. I can hook it up to my TV and be like, hey, Xbox, turn on ESPN.
So it is a PS4.
Guess what? The update that I applied this morning on the PS4.
Does the same thing.
Now we're now voice controlled.
You're talking to your...
Yeah, you are now. They've had it for a while.
But what does it matter now?
A lot of voice control bugs.
There's no bugs. Voice control's been solved like 5 years ago by Google, so
why is it just now happening for PS4? You tell me that.
Right meow? I don't know.
Because
right meow.
Right meow.
Sony? Right meow.
Right fucking meow.
Sony, bro.
You tell me right meow why.
He's doing that thing again.
What thing?
Where he says meow instead of now.
I don't think that's true. Oh, right, God. Look at the other flavors, by the way.
I'm saying meow.
This is reminding me. Bacon soda, buffalo wing soda, sweet corn, pumpkin pie. I was going to do ranch dressing to try the worst one, but they were sold out.
Thank God.
I don't know if it's the worst or the best marketing campaign of all time.
It's pretty smart.
This is unbelievable.
Listen, none of these are going to be good. I know that.
So do you mix the ranch with the buffalo wing?
I would assume.
Or use it as a chaser, I suppose.
I guess.
I want to vomit already. I'm not even drinking.
Oh, God,
it
came and look at it. It's one of those Pavlovian dog things where you look at the soda and it makes
and
me
want to lick peanut butter off balls.
And look at the soda and I taste it in my mouth again.
The best part is when they lost the first challenge, they split the peanut butter and jelly soda between the two of them.
Now we have to drink a whole one. Now we have to drink a whole one.
This is not going to be good.
Yeah, but pumpkin pie and sweet corn don't sound as bad.
Yes, they do.
No, I read the reviews and they're pretty bad. One of the fun things, by the way, I want to do this. Maybe
you sort of threw up a little bit in your mouth. There.
I can't, dude. I'm not even. This is me exaggerating.
This is not fun.
It's the worst thing I've had in my life.
I'm gonna get you.
So what was I gonna? Oh yeah. So like I said, I was gonna try to get the ranch one, but they were out.
Semen.
I was gonna the bacon one. I don't know, but yeah, one of the fun things I do want to do after break, because I was reading Amazon reviews about the soda. Is you want to have fun, look up sex toys on Amazon and read the reviews. Those are fun reviews.
Okay, can we do that for break?
Yeah, I would like Mitch to do it.
And
Mitch,
I'm about to pee in my pants, and we need to have
maybe
sick,
look some of them up. Yes, it doesn't matter.
Mitch,
any sex toys.
Sexy reviews. I want to start.
Any sex toys and read the reviews. They're all fantastic.
All right. Come on, that's a break. That's Royce.
Okay.
More like radio, less like crap. It's 2014.
Are you still smoking the old-fashioned way? Ditch those cigarettes already and join the future of smoking with Smokeless Image. Smokeless Image is at the forefront of the electronic cigarette industry, providing a variety of disposable and reusable e-cig cartomizers and a mind-boggling number of flavors and e-liquid refills. They even supply starter kits for the first-timers. Why switch? Well, for starters, Smokeless Image e-cigs don't contain the 4,000 toxins found in normal cigarettes. Plus, they're clean and relatively odorless. It feels just like smoking, and there's no burning, no littering, and no social stigma. The best part might be that they're way cheaper than traditional cigarettes, too. And if you're worried about your fix, fear not. The water-based vapor even contains nicotine. The real question becomes, why not switch? Check out their website at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke to get more info and to browse their product catalog, or give them a call at 1-877-MAX-VAPOR. Check them out today at tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke, and you won't have to smoke less with Smokeless Image.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. Right there on the right, stupid.
Are you a fan of comics? What about obscure movies and TV shows? Well then, you are in luck, because every Friday, Nerd Hour is here to talk about those completely and utterly awesome things. So join Punchy, Ariel, and now Cornax as we talk the things that people claim prevent you from getting laid, but are amazeballs anyway. The Nerd Hour, every Friday night from 11 p.m. till 1 a.m. only on More Like Radio. Spoon!
Access Podcasts. Access Funny Podcasts. Access Hilarious Podcasts.
You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids. You should have listened to the Shy Kids.
The Shy Kids Podcast, Saturdays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific, on morelikeradio.com.
We are the Shy Kids.
More Like Radio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
Hey smokers, you stink worse than a dumpster. Stop living in the Middle Ages and try an electronic cigarette today by Smokeless Image. Just go to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. They're cheaper than regular cigarettes, don't smell, and come in a variety of flavors like fruit, mint, and traditional tobacco flavors. Order your new electronic cigarettes from Smokeless Image today by going to tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke. That's tinyurl.com/MLRsmoke.
What kind of store only has one thing on the shelf? T-Fury does. Now before you complain, listen to how it works. Each day a brand new t-shirt design becomes available for only 24 hours, then it's replaced by a new design the following day. They're all submitted by freelance artists too, so they're completely unique. They come in multiple colors and sizes, and they're all inspired by nerd and geek culture. And for only $11 per shirt, you can't go wrong. Check out today's limited edition design right now at tinyurl.com/MLRTs. Bookmark it and check back daily for new designs at tinyurl.com/MLRTEES.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
The credibility that they are using as a bouncer at a Colombian strip club. Credibility.
Oh my god, that's hilarious! Let's say it three more times.
Oh, God, to save you, gotta save my soul. Wow, down, bow, down, wow, diddy, wow, down, wow.
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com.
High Society Radio is now part of morelikeradio.com.
Who's all part of the More Like Radio cavalcade of stars? Who are you joining next?
Oh, well, Hippo Juice, they're the soul behind More Like Radio. And we're jumping on there. High Society Radio, that is.
What other kind of shows are over there, though?
Oh, there's plenty. there's just a roster that's ridiculous. There's 360 on 420. There's a gentleman show. There's Ain't Social Gamer Radio. There's the Red Show. There's Daytime Divas.
Okay, so you're not out there by yourself in the cold anymore.
No.
You're fucking with
a family.
Yeah, a real family. A family of gangsters.
Take the edge off. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like rap music you can understand.
Damn, it feels good to be a gangster.
If you're sick and tired of getting pro wrestling only after it's gone through the PG filter, then it's time you were introduced to Combat Zone Wrestling. Celebrating 15 years of ultra violence, Combat Zone Wrestling will give you all the high stakes, high flying, and hard hitting pro wrestling you can handle. Check out their live event schedule, get information on their next iPay-per-view, skim the roster, or shop for CZW merch right now at czwrestling.com. That's czwrestling.com. No dance segments, no endless talk of downloading apps, just wrestling. Combat Zone Wrestling, the ultra violent underground.
What's your idea of a perfect day?
Oh, well, that's easy. I'd volunteer. Ooh, I'm sorry. One sec, please. Hello?
Lana, you have to come down to Ron's dealership. He's got a chimpanzee in a little samurai suit slashing prices.
Archer, I can't talk right now. I'm doing the interview thing.
God, you are made of stone. You're like that rock biter from Never Ending Story.
They're such big, strong hands.
Remember the rock biter?
Hey, it's Aisha Tyler. You're listening to More Like Radio, which is really More Like Radio.
And we're back, the second hour of Josh and Royce here at MoreLikeRadio.com.
That's our friend Aisha Taylor from Archer.
Aisha Taylor, good friend.
Yep.
I mean, other ones. Our number is 954-573-2780.
She's probably taller than you.
Or you can always tweet us.
I know what it was. It was Jason Taylor. Dutch is just racist.
Dutch Royce. Or Dutch Royce.
It's Dutch Royce again. Yes, it's Joel Dutch Royce Van Riggerden.
You're up with my plugs, man.
Joel Dutch Royce Van Riggerden. Dutch
professional.
Dutch Van Rockstar.
How many names does this idiot have?
I don't know.
Hold on a second. Royce, you do the Twitter plugs.
Sure. At HippoJuiceFilm. That is myself. At HippoJuiceSean.
That's me.
That's Sean. At HJuiceMarie, that is Marie over here.
That's her.
At Jim Heil. Oh, and you know what's exciting? Sherry, didn't you change your Twitter name specifically for Dutch?
I did. Dutch, do you remember it? Do you remember my Twitter name?
Is it Sherry Dutch?
Sherry loves Dutch.
At Sherry.
You suck.
At
you
Sherry.
Changed it?
Yes. Yes.
I did.
At Sherry loves Dutch.
Right. Mine.
So at Sherry loves Dutch, if you want to get in contact with Sherry, it's an ironic name. She hates him.
I hate it too.
And at More Like Radio. We never plug that one. At More Like Radio. Oh, and I actually rather plug facebook.com/More Like Radio. We just hit 713 likes today on the page.
Ooh.
You could say we're making waves.
Fancy?
Making waves. Sorry, I don't know why I'm talking like that. I apologize.
Why are you doing
that?
I'm so fancy. You don't even know.
You don't even know, bro.
Don't do it.
By the way, did you see Jim Carrey was on SNL this week?
No.
He basically, SNL's new writers are basically...
I thought he died.
No, SNL's new writers' new thing is to just steal South Park's thing they did last week. They did the Matthew McConaughey Lincoln, commercial that South Park made fun of a week ago in the Handy Car episode.
And Dan Patrick made fun of like 3 weeks ago.
Right. But Jim Carrey was playing Matthew McConaughey. And I'm not going to play because it's whatever. But Jim Carrey looks so old. Like it's freaky. Like,
is he a smoker?
He looks now like what he looked like in The Mask, but just normal.
It's his mask.
Yeah, it's weird. Like he looks like he's had surgery too. Yeah,
he looks aged.
He's had surgery, right? Like, it looks like his face surgery.
Why would you get surgery to look older?
You know, sometimes people get surgery and it makes them look older when they don't do it right. You know what I mean?
No, I think he's a smoker. I think he just has, advanced aging because of that.
Maybe he is. Then they did a bit on the show where there was Jim Carrey's family and every one of his family members was one of his characters. Like, one was Ace Ventura, one was the Cable Guy, one was a Riddler. I mean, so, you know, that kind of hilarity.
Hilary?
I don't know, man. Hilarity. Not Hilariola's, my strip club / comedy club.
I don't... What?
Hilariola's.
It just sounds like a bunch of chicks with hairy titties.
The Chuckle Box.
Royce, what were you talking about before we went on the air? You're talking about like the spanking thing?
Oh, yeah. Guys, you know how there was a debate about whether you should spank your children or not?
No.
Yes.
Well, don't worry. Washington Post has said it's over.
It's over. We can.
No, you can no longer debate it.
What?
The debate about spanking children is over. Spanking is just wrong.
Wait. Okay.
You may have turned out fine, but that doesn't justify hitting children, Dutch.
I haven't turned out fine at all, but I don't think it's because I got spanked.
No.
I think
no,
it's because I'm 1 of 23.
Yeah, that's definitely...
That'll be part of it, yeah.
That's way more emotional damage than any kind of physical damage.
Good point. Just suffer from spanking. I'd rather get spanked.
You're the middle kid of 23 people, and you need this much of attention. Yeah. That's really going to fuck things up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, my dad only spanked me once in my life, and it's because I broke the big screen TV, and I fucking deserved it.
Wait, hold on. What'd you do?
I've told the story before.
I love Royce's childhood
story. I've told the story before, but it's been a while, so I will tell it again.
I know it.
I believe I was 8 years old and Ryan was 4, and we had this toy rocking chair, you know, where where it was one of those horses that looked like a rocking chair where it would rock back and forth.
Yeah, yeah,
you
know what I mean? About, yeah.
Like a sex swing.
No, it's nothing like that. Anyway.
Everything has to go back to that.
I was being really smart. I'm like, hey, dude, you know what I'll do? You stand on one end, and I'll jump on the other end, and I'll rocket launch you. You know what I mean? Like kind of a catapult.
Yes, exactly.
So here's what happened. Ryan stood on one end.
Ryan!
I jump on it. But right as I go to jump on it, Ryan gets scared.
Sounds typical.
Fucking... I wish he did that on his wedding day and jumps off.
Whoa.
And the rocking horse flips.
Ooh.
Into the, now at the time, brand new. And it was one of the very first big screen TVs.
Brand what?
Brand Jew.
Like okay. Those big giant projection ones?
Yeah, like rear projector ones. Yeah. Big. So it cracks. And I'm like, oh my fucking God. What the fuck happened? So my dad gets home, he sees it, and we have bunk beds, so I'm at the top bunk, Ryan's at the bottom, and we're just fucking terrified because we're like, man, it's a fucking murderer.
Of course, yes.
He gets home, Ryan goes in first to, we're waiting in death row, I guess Ryan's the first one, he goes in to the room.
Hold on, does your mom see it and say you're getting paddled when your dad gets home?
No, he goes, wait till your father sees, that's all.
Oh no, that's always the worst, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, it was.
When your mom's like, you just wait till your father gets home.
So we're waiting there like fucking pit bulls in a Sarah McLachlan commercial. Ryan goes first.
Hot.
And he gets walked down death row, which is really what it felt like because our room was upstairs at the end of the hallway and my parents was all the way at the end because it was the master and there was all the other two rooms were in the middle.
It felt like the longest hallway.
Right,
ever,
right. The longest hall. And the worst part is, since we were Cuban, there was mirrors all over the house. And in the wall...
You don't say.
The whole wall where the staircase was mirrored so you could even see yourself taking a long walk. Mm-hmm. So, you know, Ryan goes first. And it even looked like a prison because the house was old. And it was like the top rail was wooden. And it had like these metal... not spikes, but bars, you know, going up and down. From mm-hmm. the wood to the bottom. So even look like a prison at that point is what it felt like. So Ryan gets walked down first. And at that point, I'm like, I wish it was me first, you know?
Right.
Because I'd rather get it over with.
Because you're going to see his pain face when he gets back up after he got battled.
So my dad, apparently what happened, now I didn't see it's what I heard when Ryan came back. He not a belt, but like, it was like a strap, like from a suitcase. It was a belt, basically. It's the same consistency and size.
Right.
So For all intents and purposes, let's say it was.
Why do we all have to be intense?
Yeah, no one has to be intense.
You're in a hotel room.
Intense right
camping
now.
Is.
I feel
intense.
Like I need to light incense.
Right.
Don't do that.
So we get to the end. Ryan comes back. He gets spanked with that. Apparently, Ryan comes back, and he's crying. I mean, fucking. Of course, he's crying. Got spanked. And then I asked what happened, and that's how I find out the information. What he got spanked with and why. He calls me in. Next, walk down the hallway, close the door to the room, tells me to close the door behind me. I'm like, fuck.
Uh-oh.
He goes, what happened? Now my thinking is, I think, well, Ryan's already gotten hit. He's not going to get hit again. So I'm going to throw him under the bus. Because think about it. I know it sounds dickish, right? But he's already got hit, you know? He's not going to get hit again. Why would he get hit again?
I mean, that was your logic as an 8-year-old?
I was 8. Also, I was 8. So keep that. Yes, that was my logic. Told you, I've been fucked up since a very young age. So I remember this vividly, so that's so weird.
Here's the thing. Maybe spanking isn't a good thing. Dutch, you at 8 years old, you still remember this.
No, that's not true. Because I remember a lot of weird specific things when I was young, and I don't know why my brain retains them.
They're all traumatic.
No, they're not all traumatic. That's the thing. But anyway, but I forgot what we talked about on last week's show. You know? That's how my mind works. So anyway, 8 years old, I go in there and figure, fuck it, Ryan's already been spanked. So I'm gonna fucking just lie. So I say, look, I swear to God, this is not a lie. This is really what happened.
No, I believe you. Go
ahead. I tell him, I go, Ryan was like, I'm gonna jump on this. I'm like, you better not. Don't do it, Ryan. I told him, Ryan, don't do it. Don't fucking do it. You're gonna break the TV. And Ryan did it anyway. And I stand there and I'm like, did he buy it? In my mind, I'm like, did he buy it? Did he buy this? Did he fucking buy this?
Whisper show.
Like, oh, God. So anyway, what happened was he goes, well, I believe that. He goes, I believe you. Because, you know, he says, and I go, oh, yes, I'm off. He goes, but you're the older brother and you shouldn't have let him. You should have stopped him. Like, fuck. I'm still fucked.
Oh, no, you're a Coble.
I'm still fucked. Even he believes me. So even my fucking thing.
He's 5, yeah.
Right, 4. So.
4.
I'm 8. So I get spanked 3 times. And if I'm being honest right now, it really didn't hurt. I don't remember it hurting at all. The fear is what I remember. The fear of it happening before is more vivid in my mind.
It's way worse.
Right, than actually getting hit. The getting hit was, you know, it was a belt. You know, even some people now even like it and get off on that, you know? So it's not really like, oh, it fucking was terrible. It was just getting hit, you know?
Can whatever. I tell you, like, the worst, like, you know, as far as what you're talking about? Exactly what you're talking about. As far as being told ahead of time, the fear of getting paddled.
Right.
You remember, like, months ago, you guys remember the Berenstain Bears, right?
Right. Yep.
I want to say I was like 5 or 6 years old. There was a book reading by the authors of the Berenstain, you know, Jan and Stan Berenstain. And they happened to be in Philadelphia at the time. Oh, and they were doing a book reading of
Jewish
the newest.
Bears. Yay,
Jews. So we went to the book reading and, you know, it was a whole lot of little kids. And me and my dumb friend Brian King, who's actually been on the friend on the show before, and I kind of wish I would have him call in right now if he's listening. But we were like up in the front row, and we were just goofing off and being idiots while they're in the middle. And from what my mom told me later when I asked her about this, apparently we were so distracting because we were sitting there just like mouthing off each other and like throwing things at each other and just being distracted. Like, they literally stopped the reading and stared at us too. I went like, what?
You know what, Dutch?
There's 120 kids in front of them.
Let me see if I could have my dad call in because, you know, my dad's actually in town.
No.
He's visiting.
Sure.
And actually, because I want, now I'm curious, I've never asked him, I want to hear his side of this and what.
I wasn't in the middle of telling a story, but go ahead.
Well, what you said wasn't important. No, I'm kidding, Dutch. Go ahead. I was listening.
Nobody cares. It's just, you know, it's like there's usually back and forth. I shut up when you talk, and then just that happens.
Since when? When did we start doing that? I'm kidding. I do apologize.
Anyways, so my mother, like, kind of like, she was so embarrassed that, like, these famous authors are looking at some ginger and some toehead kid.
Did you say,
fucking
you say toehead?
Dude, I was complete toehead.
Stupid.
I was so blonde until I was, like, aged. Toehead, yeah, blonde.
I never heard that term.
You never heard that term?
No, I swear to you.
Dude,
straight up Dutch blonde. I've never heard of that, yeah.
Up until about age, I think, 12, I was, toehead. Like, platinum That's blonde cool. all the way around.
I'm going to use that now. I like that. I'm
going to call people toehead. Yeah.
No, I love it. Sorry. That's really
That's
cool.
an old school term.
I've never heard that. No.
So we have a ginger and toehead in the front row.
It sounds racist. Stop saying it. It's fucking me up.
Just disrupting the entire read of their new book. And they're just like staring at us.
Nude book.
My mother was so mortified and embarrassed. She came over and grabbed me by, like, you know, my bicep and came back. She's like, you're getting paddled when we get home. Because my dad wasn't there. It was just like my mom and a couple of my siblings at that time. Like I said, I think it was, I think it was like maybe 6, 7, 8, somewhere around there. I don't remember exactly, but the only thing I remember is sitting back there, not enjoying anything else, going, Dad's going to beat me when I get home. I'm gonna get the paddle. Because we had this old Dutch washerwoman paddle that had like holes drilled out
into
it. Like, it was
speed
a holes? Solid yeah, chunk of...
I know what he means, speed holes. Because it makes the paddle come even faster. That's even barbaric. Think about that, faster. Dutch. But now think about this for a second. You know how barbaric it is that somebody specifically said, I'm going to make
a barbaric.
Paddles are not getting the fucking kids' asses fast enough.
Well,
this
here's
is
the
a
thing.
Problem,
it was
guys.
Designed to beat the water out of clothes back in the old Dutch days.
Yeah,
it wasn't meant for kids' bottoms, but
yes, it was.
When you have a keepsake that's passed down
I
from
went
year
to
year
Christian
ago,
school.
This is a good disciplinary
I'm
tool.
Sure.
I went to Christian school. They were made, but some of them were specifically made, and even teachers would write things on them or even carve things in them to like discipline. So
yeah,
you,
your ass here.
You know what I mean though, Dutch?
I'm sure the holes in it were to make some sort of whistle sound effect to scare the other ones that weren't getting hit.
No, Marie, it did. There's like a sound that it made right before it hit your ass. Like a
like a terrifying sound that everyone could hear and then feel sympathy for
Lordy,
and not want it done to themselves.
And my parents, whenever like the group of us did something fucked up, like we just threw paint on the side of the house or you know it clogged the, you know, we went out and like broke the sprinkler heads off because we were having a joyride on the lawnmower and there's a group of us doing it, we would line up to get paddled. Like there was a line of us getting paddled and we had to hear the sound. Who do we have on the phone?
It's actually Old Man Lopez. That's what you call him.
Oh no.
Hi, Mr. Lopez.
Who said old man?
I was trying.
Dutch said that. I didn't do that. There's no way I did.
So, Dad,
son, old Royce.
Dad, the reason I had you call was we were telling the story and it came up because the Washington Post said that you shouldn't spank your kids. I was remembering when me and Ryan, do you remember when we were little and we broke the big screen TV?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. With the little horse.
Yeah, see, I remember. God damn it. Mm-hmm.
Stupid ass horse.
Yeah, do you remember that day? Do you remember that you spanked Ryan first and then me?
Right. I blamed you for it.
Yeah, I know. But do you remember that I was trying to lie to you and tell you that it was Ryan's fault?
Yeah, when they broke the thing. Oh,
my mom's here too. Fuck. I feel like I'm eight again. Yeah, Marie's
here. Marie, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I'm here with Joanna at Moonfish. She says hi to all you guys.
Okay, well, hi.
That's good.
Okay, go ahead.
So anyway,
that's good.
Yeah. Do you remember that?
Be nice, Royce. Yes, I remember.
Do you
remember? Is this a show?
Yes.
Yes.
Why else would all of us call you?
He's still belligerent, right?
We just want to talk to him.
Well, when you send me a text and you tell me, call quickly if you're up. I don't know exactly what that meant, but
called. That's what it is. I just wanted you to call in. And
so
I was
you
asked,
called me to figure out about the horse that you broke?
I didn't break the horse.
You really want to know this at 11:25 in the evening?
Yes. Now.
No, Miss Lopez, we just wanted to know, did you know that Royce was lying about it being Ryan's fault that the TV was broken the whole time?
Who's talking now?
Dutchy.
That's that idiot Dutch.
It's not Sean, is it?
No, I'm
libertarian. The libertarian asshole. Oh, hold on.
Are you hugging trees, Royce? What?
That libertarian asshole who says he'd rather be poor.
He's
whatever
gonna,
he says.
He's not going to answer you, Dutch. He's going to talk about whatever he wants.
Bye, Jenna.
Why don't you go hug it? Why don't you go hug a tree?
Yeah, you're talking about the libertarian asshole there. Who is it, Sean?
Go hug a tree, Royce.
This is Mr. Lopez. This is Dutch right now. Sir,
I should joke about this. I did
Who's this?
Sir, do you remember?
Hold on.
Oh my God.
That's exhausting.
Welcome to my world.
This is amazing. I love it. Royce Dutch is trying to say something to you.
Royce Senior, are you there?
Senior. He loves that word.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
Did you know that Royce was lying about Ryan breaking the TV that time?
Did I know he was lying?
Lying about what?
I blamed Ryan and said that it was Ryan's fault and I told him not to do it. Did you know I was lying to you?
You're the one who broke it. No, Mom knows the truth.
I knew you broke it. But Mom saw you.
Oh, you saw
I didn't know you saw me. I don't remember you seeing me. I don't remember. I swear to God.
No, your mom saw you?
No, I don't remember this.
Are you talking about the when you broke the TV?
Yes, with the rocking blue horse. The play school rocking chair horse.
Yes, your brother was sitting in the front, and you came, and you jumped behind him, and he fell. And the rocking horse flipped over and hit the TV, and I know whose fault it was, but it was fine because your brother wasn't going to get, your father wasn't going to really get pissed at Ryan because he was smaller, so I kept the secret so he wouldn't beat the crap out of you. But yes, Mom knows.
Oh my God, this is now coming out. Roy Sr., did you know that that was the case?
No.
Now you.
I beat this guy with a switch, a twitch, a bitch. A no, he didn't know because I didn't tell him because he would have gotten really upset at Roy. And Roy Ryan was younger.
Your mother
now. Insane. You want the Shyamalan twist ending here? Here's what happened. You know how they fix a TV? My dad calls them and tells them that it always had this little hole, and he told them that it had it, and that it just cracked. So they fixed it for free.
Yeah, you know. So, Royce, you know, you, every time you think Mom doesn't care about you,
I never think. Sean.
Why would you think that, Royce?
She's holding all Sean. Your secrets.
Oh, yes, Royce.
Hey, Sean?
Yes.
You gonna answer, Sean, or what?
I got you, bro. Don't worry about it.
Okay, man. How's Gary Johnson doing?
He's good. He's doing really good. Yeah, he's doing really good.
How about that idiot over there, Udall, in, where is it, in Colorado?
Yeah, he's gonna buy a...
Udall?
What?
I think they call him uterus now.
Are you high?
All right, Dad. Thank you for calling. I appreciate like
an inside
it.
Joke right, no problem. Between Sean and Roy Sr.
Okay, guys. Thank you.
I've known
you. We appreciate it.
I love you.
I'll see you. I will see you tomorrow. I will see you tomorrow.
Bye.
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 All right, so yeah, I didn't know that. That's so. I'm very glad because I would have never.
Wow, your mother knew your dad would have fucking gone berserk on you.
So she knew it, and she. That's awesome. I didn't even remember.
I'm so glad your mom answered the phone.
Yeah, that was pretty good. So anyway, wow,
hilarious.
Sorry, my whole childhood is unraveling.
That is seriously like a weird thing to just find out now.
Yeah.
How dumb are kids that they don't realize the parents are right behind them?
Really did you know dumb. That your mom saw the whole thing?
No, no. I swear to you, wow. To God, that until right now, I thought it was just me and Ryan, and then my mom walked in later. I swear to you. I didn't know she saw it.
But that's the thing about kids. Like, they don't realize that sound travels or that people can see them
no awareness.
Doing things. Like
right. Self-awareness.
That's hilarious. And she might have been just like right there, and you just totally never remembered that, and you thought you were pulling a fast one.
There's no situation.
Yeah, lying to your dad.
Isn't that crazy? Dude, I had no idea. I can't.
Your mother knew the whole time?
Holy shit!
Are you talking about the time I lied for you so you didn't get beat?
Do you understand? It's like, how many years have I been just didn't know that? And that's it's one of those really weird funny. Memories. Like, that's a memory I remember. Another memory, for whatever reason, when I was little, I remember is putting G.I. Joes in water and freezing them to make them like Demolition Man, like trapped in ice. I remember doing that. Isn't that. I swear to God. I swear to God.
Put like a Ziploc bag?
You are fined 1 credit for a violation of the verbal morale.
So, yeah, I did that. And I also remember getting G.I. Joes and putting grocery bags under their arms and throwing them down the second story like parachutes. It's pretty cool.
Oh, I should have done that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. And that's the weird things I remember. I don't know why those are specific things I remember, but...
It was important to you.
I guess.
For some reason, if my mother was on the phone right now and she told me, so I feel like I would love my mom a little bit more now.
It's like, yeah, I didn't even know for all these years that
your mom was protecting you.
Okay, I know. All the boys just instantly love their moms slightly more than they used to just from hearing
that
story.
I sort of do because I feel like my mother has probably done it to me before.
Guest in the chat room says, this is one of the best stories I've heard in the longest time. If only someone could animate this shit. I wish, man. I've been saying this forever. If I could find someone to animate it, I guess that would be really funny.
Your meme protected it. You from your own from your dad's wrath. That's
I would
hilarious.
Love to see someone animate that.
I would love to see someone try to animate what your dad just did on the phone.
I know.
He asked 5 different questions in between the one question you were asking him.
Oh God.
Yeah, your dad is a trip. I mean, wait, what did I say earlier? Oh yeah, he's just exhausting.
Just try having a single dinner with him.
Oh, I have.
It's the most,
your wedding.
It's the most fun.
No, thing. you were working at the wedding, like a sit down dinner.
Oh no, don't get me wrong. We had a long conversation outside. I had to put everything on playlist because he wanted to talk to me.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
But I can only assume like it's probably way worse with you because you're the daughter-in-law. So.
Oh no, actually, we get along well. I'm the liked one.
Yeah.
That's good.
He's fun.
But
I love your dad.
No, I mean, last night they're in town. They're visiting for a couple of days, and last night we went out to dinner with them, and they're staying at the same hotel that they usually stay at when they come into town. And I had to ask him because he started having separate conversations,
dude,
with four other people that I didn't know who they were, that were working there or that were staying there. And I'm like, did I miss something here? Did you know one of these from outside in life?
We got a story. We're going to flash back here now to back up to Maria saying during the day, Sean and I, my dad goes, hey, come by the hotel. Let's hang by the pool. So Sean and I go, yeah, cool. So we head by Monday to the hotel and, you know, we have lunch with them. And out of nowhere, you could tell remember last time they were at this hotel, they had security called on them at the restaurant. This is the same place, mind you.
Yes.
So.
No.
Sean and I get there, and I don't know where my dad disappears for a while we're sitting in the lawn chairs by the pool, and it's really nice.
Yeah, I had no idea where he went. He disappeared.
And then he comes back, and he goes, hey, you know this dude, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, he goes, mom goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. He goes, why? He goes, you know he broke up with blah, blah, blah? I'm like, what are they talking about? What's happening? What's going on? What happened? They're at a hotel. Who do they know?
What?
They knew the gossip of like the workers there, of like a guy who like served drinks and like a manager.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm like, what the fuck?
What's happening?
And then my dad goes, yeah, like he says he loves her and he's lying. And the guy walks up again and he keeps talking to my dad, and he goes to my dad, look, just don't tell her anything. You know, I still love her. I just don't want anything to happen. Just please don't tell her anything. You know, like, please.
Don't say anything.
And then that evening, I go home. Sean goes home, and then I come back
with Marie for dinner.
We're eating dinner at the restaurant, and then he does it on purpose to eat there. So that way, the manager who was dating this dude who serves drinks, the guy who said, no, I still love her, all this. The first thing my dad does, so why'd you break up with blah, blah, blah?
Seriously,
I look at my mom and we're just like, oh no.
Oh yeah.
And I'm clueless because I had no
idea. And Maria doesn't know what's happening.
I had no idea what was happening earlier.
No one filled me in.
I actually have audio of Marie that night. Would you like to hear it?
Yes.
I don't like change.
Okay.
I'm sitting there and I mean I know the drill. Like, I got the gist of it. Okay, he obviously has been talking to strangers all day.
Yes. Yeah,
no, he's never done that before.
He was talking to strangers all day.
But the one part I was trying to get was like, at some point, did he know one of the people? Because I mean, you know, he's known a lot of different people all over Florida. So I'm like, maybe at one point he did know the person that he's talking about, and then it's like trickled down to, oh, and then they ended up working at the Hilton that they're staying at, and now it's this person. So I was listening. I'm like, at no point was I getting any clue about any person that we've ever known. And so after she gets up and leaves, like 40 minutes later, when she has to go back to her job, I go, did you know any of those people? Nope.
Nope.
And I was like, what? Yeah, it was so like, he's just in every, he just knows everything that's happening. And even the manager,
that's like a walking like soap opera.
Even the manager made a joke about it, saying, "Hey, careful, I'll call security on you." Like, that's, you know, they're joking about that
because this is the same Hilton where the last time they came to visit.
I just said that, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's still emails, I'm sure, flying around about, hey, watch out for the Lopez.
Careful, they're back.
They're probably assuming that they're CIA agents and just getting information on everyone in the hotel to bring them down.
So the difference is like with your dad, like he's difficult, charming.
Yes.
Whereas, you know, any other person who gets 86 from a bar, like they're usually violent or they're just, you know, assholes who don't pay. Like your dad's just difficult.
He's not going to punch anybody.
As we were sitting down at the table. So other side note, the hotel that they're staying at was also having a ballroom dancing competition. So there were professional dancers all over the place.
Hot women at the pool. Oh my. And gay guys. Oh God.
Oh wait, there were gay guys?
A lot. lot of them.
Why didn't you tell me?
You were there.
So when?
Monday, but there was more today.
He starts talking to a 50-year-old dancer who has the body of a 20-year-old because she's been dancing her whole life.
50 years old, the hottest 50-year-old I've ever seen.
You would never. You would never.
You would never guess. So anyway, something. I don't know what happened. So this 50-year-old walks up to the table, and apparently she's been talking to my dad all day. I'm sitting next to my mom, and he goes, "Hey," he starts flirting with my dad, like out of nowhere. Like, hey, so are you gonna come up to my room? It's clearly all playful flirting, obviously, not nothing real, but just out of nowhere, like they've known each other forever. And then my dad, out of nowhere, she goes back and sits at the table. The waitress comes up, and her English isn't that great, and he tells her, "Go to that table and ask that woman if she likes me,
and if she would go out,
and she would go out with me." And then the waitress goes,
"My dad does that too."
Hold on, wait. Then the waitress goes, "Well, why don't you buy her? We should send her a drink. That's the way normally." He goes, "No, I'm not going to waste the drink if I don't know if she likes me first." So she walks up, and all you see is the waitress whispering something to her.
And the waitress does it.
And then she walks back. What does she yell back?
What is she going to do? Tell him no?
I don't remember.
I was so embarrassed. I was just like, I heard white noise. Like, what is happening? Why is this happening?
The restaurant was empty, by the way. But everyone that was in that restaurant, your dad interacted with at some point.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing.
And then, okay, I will agree with him. We were all pissed. There was this lady. You know when you have a little coffee, you it's okay to go out, but you know when you're coughing too much that you shouldn't be in public? This whole dinner.
She needs to cover her mouth when she does that.
I wish there was an exaggeration, but this is how frequent this kept happening. And then you're like, so anyway, I was hanging over.
Okay, Bree, Jesus Christ.
Has she been vaccinated? That must sound like it might be.
That was actually painful to do.
Is that whooping cough?
Yeah, it was.
Hold on, pause. Before you go into the next coughing story, but with your dad,
yeah,
like just his demeanor of like, you know, like, do you know these people? Like, I feel like you guys have been friends for a long time.
Yeah.
Before your wedding, I feel like we had about maybe what, 5 conversations on air with him?
Yeah.
At most.
Yeah.
I felt like I was talking to my uncle when I was
right?
There.
Isn't it weird?
It was like we were old, lost, like hey, nephew, Dutch, here, you know, like it was this whole,
let me give you a noogie.
Your dad has this weird ability to make people feel comfortable and uncomfortable at the same time.
Yeah. I will. That's a perfect description.
That's accurate.
Yep.
That's right? A perfect description.
That's accurate.
That is exactly what happens.
And you know why that is? I'll pinpoint the exact reason why. He will ask uncomfortable questions.
Oh yeah, like
just to see your comfortability level with him.
The waitress sits down at the table. The one I said, you know, who was apparently broke up with blah blah blah. My dad, whatever. Anyway, my dad out of nowhere goes, "Why are you not fornicating with anyone now?" Just like that, like drinking a glass of water. And I'm,
but
like,
that's the like if you were best friends with somebody, they would ask that question, like, which is why there's the disarming factor of it. He's asking something that a personal person would do. But it's disarming because you don't know the person, but then you answer anyways. You don't know why.
Why am I answering? Why am I telling you things?
I think it's a generational thing because my old man's the exact same way. Mm-hmm. He, especially with waiters and waitresses, like he's really like big into getting in on their daily life. And I used to be mortified by it, but nowadays I'm just kind of like, oh, whatever. Do what you want to do, Ari.
It's like, he tips well and everything, so it's not like he's a dick like that, but
mine too.
He's just starts saying things like, and the worst part is like when you go to a restaurant, you're so hungry, you're like, everyone just wants to eat, and he's just interacting and he's, you know, just
take you forever.
He's just holding court and everyone's paying attention. Like, I'm just hungry, I want to eat.
Who's your server, guys? Why does that matter? Who cares? It's the blonde with the nice tits.
Yeah.
It's
a thumbhead.
Anywho.
Is that what it's called? Thumbhead?
Toehead.
There you go. Toehead.
There you go, baby.
Toehead.
It's like a zipper head.
It's like a towel head, but not racist. Different,
no, not the same of either. Okay. But
I don't know. I don't know things. So, so that was the whole thing, and it's like, and today we're sitting by the pool, and this just beautiful woman goes walking by, and my dad looks at her and goes, wow, I really like your makeup. And I'm like, what, you don't, why are you doing this? And then,
no, hold on.
Yeah.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Is your mother just rolling her eyes?
She's sitting there reading a book.
She just doesn't even.
She doesn't even notice anymore.
She's just like, it's whatever. Normal. He's going to do what he's going
to
do.
It's just vomit to her.
He's going home with me. I don't care.
Yeah. So then she goes.
By the way, your mom is hot.
I know, Dutch. Stop.
I know they're listening to the show right now. That's the reason why I said that.
All right. So.
Sorry, Mrs. Royce's mom.
So, yeah, like I said, so he's walking by. He's like, hey, what? It just starts talking to people. And like, do you know that? No. Do you know that person? No. How do you? Why are you? Just like, you know them. You don't know them. Stop talking to everybody.
I'm pretty sure he knows.
And then the other thing that I will admit that is fun, sitting with my dad, it's like, you start riff tracking with him real life. Like, am I wrong?
We do it all the time.
You sit there and you get suckered in.
It's so easy to get suckered in.
Exactly what we're talking about.
Like, you're sitting there and you start making fun of things that are happening back and forth and you don't stop and he keeps edging you on and you just keep going. Like,
and you know you shouldn't.
Yeah.
But like, you sit there and you tell yourself, no.
Stop it.
Stop. He's goading you. No.
There's no
point. He just wants you to respond.
And then you keep doing it. Like today, we were in the pool sitting next to him, and it was fine. And then there was this lady with like a really New York Jewy accent, just coffee, like Mike Myers coffee talk accent, you know,
right?
Talking to just some other beach whale.
Rhode Island is neither a road nor an island. Right. Discuss don't, amongst yourselves.
Don't do that.
So they're sitting there talking to each other, and then my dad just going, making fun of the voice, but loud enough so you know where they could hear it, but just inaudible enough to where they can't really come up and say anything.
Right.
So, you know what I mean? He knows how to be perfect like that, where you're like, is he talking about me? But you don't have enough proof to actually confront somebody.
But it's enough to make the people who are around you uncomfortable.
Right. So, but then instead, I start doing it too. And I'm like, is she going to shut up? Is she going to fucking shut up? She's so annoying. I'm like, why is she bothering me? This is really bothering me because my dad pointed it out now. Now it's bothering me. I'm like, shut up. Yeah, lady, shut the fuck up. Oh, my God. And then the one towards the end, and you're like, it started from her voice being annoying. It's like, I want her to drown. Why don't she just fucking drown and shut the fuck up? And it just keeps happening, and it's just that's all that happens. He tastes the worst out of people.
I had an experience like that where like something gets pointed out to you, and then that's
You mean at Royce's wedding when Royce points out everyone's flaws to you?
Yeah, my dad does do that.
No, I meant you.
To me, I don't do that.
Yeah, you did. You pointed out every person's flaws at your.
Well, yeah, Royce Senior and Royce Second both did that.
Oh, it runs in the family.
I guess I did. I don't remember.
You're a terrible person, Royce.
Can I tell you something real quick?
No.
So, okay.
No. Go ahead.
Please do.
So this weekend, I was with a buddy, and we went to, there's this bar called Fox and Hound, and they, in my opinion, is sort of the best sandwich I've ever had in my entire life. And I went there to watch the Eagles game.
That movie
didn't
made
you take
me
us
cry.
There?
I like that
I think
movie.
You took us there, Dutch.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I think I took you guys there. Friends anyway.
So I went there and I was watching the Eagles game.
It's a dog and a fox.
And it wasn't
until... Do the Eagles have large talons?
It wasn't until my buddy pointed out that the guy sitting to the left of me was smacking his...
penis.
Well, no, okay, so he had wings. And every time
he had wings... His penis had wings?
Oh, my God.
Buffalo wings? Oh, his penis was playing a Paul McCartney album.
Not Hippo Juice. Jesus Christ.
You're not Hippo Juice. Jesus Christ.
So... No, I'm not.
You're Dutch and Royce.
Dutch Royce.
Dutch Royce.
So every time he ate one wing, he would do this thing.
Ah! Stop it! Don't do that! Stop! I don't like that. I hate people.
After every wing.
Every single.
I'm already annoyed at this guy.
I had to leave the bar.
You know who
for
I blame?
Like 15 minutes.
You know who I blame?
Let him finish his fucking wings because I got to the point where I wanted to punch this fat. Well, here's the thing. This guy was like, I want to say like 6'10". Like, he was huge. But he was like one of those like fat fucking 6'10s.
Right.
He was just a mess. But I know that if like I said anything, he'd be one of those drunken, you know, redneck guys, be like, the fuck did you say? Like, and I couldn't, I knew that I couldn't even say anything sarcastically or even comic wise. Like, man, you're liking those wings without him going, what the fuck's your problem? You know what I mean? Like,
no.
I just kind of got that vibe from him because I heard him on a conversation with the phone. But dude, when I would never notice that if my dumb friend Josh hadn't said, that guy loves his wings. And the second he said that, I heard after every single.
No, I know.
Oh, and you got, you know, body eaters? Have you seen those guys?
What do you mean?
Okay, so they'll hold whatever it is, like, so they'll have their elbows on the table, and they'll hold whatever food or sandwich, whatever, and instead of lifting it to their face, they put their face towards
the food. Yes, I hate that. I know exactly what that means.
How fucking Neanderthalish do you have to be?
Like people that eat their soup, and instead of bringing the soup spoon up to your face, they put their face
over the
right,
bowl.
Like here, like right next to the soup, and they're like, all right.
I don't know.
No soup. I am losing no soup with each. Look at that. I am 100% soup to mouth. None has fallen back.
Is that like
this
ass piece
mouth? Of shit had it. He had literally, like I said, this like 300-pound, you know, 6'10 white dude.
Hammy, we get it.
With a fucking NASCAR hat. Had his wing out to here, and he would lean all the way in, take one bite. He would put the wing down and suck the juice off of every single finger after every single bite.
But
I had to leave. I was so grossed out, dude.
I blame KFC's that finger licking good promo they had back in the day.
I blame Carl's Jr. for that the same reason.
What was first? What was first, you think? I know what you mean. Doritos, too. They've all had those finger licking. I blame all the major corporations.
What part of those advertisement campaigns were a good idea?
I don't know.
That's just gross.
It's sickening. I don't want to eat Doritos.
Probably
now.
The middle part.
I mean, I'm still
like,
going to eat Doritos.
What part of like amplifying the way a person eats is a good idea?
The part that made them millions.
That's
that part.
No, totally. I think their burgers tasting good is what made them millions.
Here's your big, mega big ass fries. Your kids are not property of Carl's Jr.
And also, they had the advertising campaigns with hot chicks for a while, and then they went back to the food eating, and then back to hot chicks.
But I don't want to see hot chicks eating food. I don't like that. I don't want to see hot chicks eating. And by the way, usually saying Paris Hilton is hot is questionable. At best.
I still have a little bit of butter for her. She's I don't know why.
Every time I see a hot girl eat a hamburger, I think she's just spitting that out as soon as it's over.
Yeah.
She doesn't know what that tastes like.
No.
Exactly.
She's never had it.
No.
It's foreign to her.
This isn't vegan.
And I'm like, I don't want anything that was eaten by somebody that I know is going to spit it out after this take was done.
Yeah.
What if that's how she feeds her babies?
Mm-hmm. She doesn't have babies.
What if she's a condor and that's how she feeds her eggs?
That's more believable.
See?
So.
Science.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Dutch Royce.
But and viewers like you.
I would have told the guy that was licking his fingers after every chicken wing.
Dutch!
You're not going to lose any sauce by waiting in between one wing to the next and then licking your fingers.
That's true.
You might lose a little bit.
I'm playing to my fish around just for remembering that guy.
Let like, you know... We talked about it last week, and you know, I said, I think I have a friend listening to NPR. There are a few people now I found out over this weekend listen to NPR, and I'm not talking about like older people. I'm talking about people like my age who I consider cool, but it's like, why are you, is this like a new hipster thing? I'm asking honestly, is this a new hipster thing, listening to NPR? Because I didn't realize this.
No, it's for some reason NPR feels like it's not as biased as like any of those 24-hour news cycle channels.
I get it, but it's so boring.
It is, but like if you were the kind of person who wants to stay up on world events and you only have a 20-minute drive to work, like let's just stay.
Why
up
don't
world
you do what the
you know what?
Hold on, do what the rest of the world does and read the internet while you're taking a shit. You don't have to listen to something.
No, but I have to play Clash of Clans.
No, I get what you're saying. You have a favorite game. But you know, you don't.
And Boom Beach.
You don't go through Facebook and.
And Pirate Plunder.
That's too many games.
Do you really play those things?
That's why you're so uninformed.
So, all three.
Yes, Mitchell?
Okay, speaking of NPR, when we were driving back from the live event, I remember we were driving through Iowa or Wisconsin, well, probably Wisconsin or something like that. And it was one of those areas where, you know, you lose service, so you need to, you know, hop through channels on your radio to find something on there. And it went on NPR, and I was listening to him like, what is this? And it was these two lesbian bitches talking about some cookbook that they just came out with, but it was, like, so badly edited. And, like, they would say, you know, shit or something like that. They would beep it out. And then it was just, like, all this weird hipster stuff in it.
They had like beeped out stuff on NPR?
Yeah.
I've listened to this in I want to say close to 10 years. Like that was the cleanest thing. Like they actually started having like not edgy in the way that the
but it was a pre-canned interview with these people. With these hipster cookbook people, whatever. And then they just, instead of editing around it, they just beeped them out.
All right. Now, Sherry, why didn't you, when Mitch paused in that station, go, why are we listening to lesbian cooks?
Because there was nothing else on.
Fair point.
It was actually fascinating. I'm like, what am I listening to right now?
You're listening to the Grub Muncher.
What was it?
Grub Muncher?
Yeah.
It was Thug Kitchen.
What?
Thug Kitchen Cookbook.
What does that mean?
That sounds amazing.
Is that where you make food in prison?
Well, yeah, but see, the thing is, that's what got me was Thug Kitchen, because it's not actually about, like, you know, living on the streets and thug. It's like making your own food yourself or what.
So, okay,
doesn't mean what thug means.
That's actually the most hipster thing I've ever heard in my life.
Thug Kitchen, eat like you give a fuck.
I get it. God, we're still educated with curse, guys.
Let me look this up. Mitch, please look this up.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Thugkitchen.com, where you can sign the fuck up.
Ew, stop. Nothing is worse than forced edginess. I hate that. Nothing is worse. Like, I get cursing in normal conversation because, you know, it's how people talk. But when you're a website and you're like trying to be like, yeah, look, we'll
sign the fuck up.
We're going to say fuck, bro. We don't give a fuck. Like, relax. You're fucking making
interviewed these idiots.
You're making sweet potato loaf, fucking asshole. Stop saying fuck. Do your fucking part. Share this.
Guys, they have a trailer.
They have a what now?
We can watch.
What? Yes, please play that. Mitch, you got it from your end, or
what?
It's on the website.
Yeah, dude, go to cookbook. It's like, check that shit out. Like,
dude, when I hit events, hit events, man. Where the fuck are we, bro?
For those listeners, there you go.
Fucking hate them.
This is what I heard on NPR. You know, these people.
There you go.
But anyway.
The Kitchen. That's it. Eat like you give a fuck.
I should know better. I try and do the best I can to manage things like my high cholesterol, but nothing ever seemed to work. So I went to see my doctor, and he told me I might be suffering from a condition that affects lots of people today.
Called loving pizza.
Not giving a fuck about what I eat. That's when I found out about the Thug Kitchen Cookbook. It's full of delicious plant-based recipes.
Pause.
That really inspired me to get my shit together.
Pause.
Start eating some
pause. You will pause now. Plant-based recipes and saying fuck at the same time? You can't be both. Be a vegan, be a badass, but you can't be a vegan badass. It's not fucking allowed. You cannot take two things, you fucking shitbag. You take one, you take the other. You don't be both. You can't. Do not tell me no. I'm mad. I am mad at this fucking smarmy motherfucker talking down to me about plant-based meatloaf, motherfucker.
Can I say one thing real quick?
So much.
This is a brilliant angle on these hipsters. It's a great angle.
No, it's not.
To take. Because here's the thing. There's 1,000 cooking shows. There's 1,000 cookbooks out there. How are you going to make yourself different?
I don't want to hear this.
The edgy cursing guy.
I don't want to be the end.
They have frosted
tips, though.
It's already been done. There's already a girl on Food Network that has tattoos, and she's spunky. And
they beep her out sometimes because she'll curse, man. She didn't care.
Spunk?
It's already been done.
What about My Drunk Kitchen?
I like her spunk.
How about my semi-alcoholic with What's-Her-Face, who makes home-cooked meals?
No, that's called Dutch and Royce.
Yeah, no, well, no, you're totally alcoholic.
That's all full-on alcoholic.
So what was it? Oh, so anyway, Thug Kitchen. I fucking hate Thug Kitchen so much. I don't know why.
Here's the thing.
I don't like NWA vegan. I don't like vegan WA. It's bothering me. Sorry.
Dennis in the chat room is saying that he's immediately redesigning MLR to be more edgy.
I hope so.
Dennis, I'm going to immediately redesign your face.
I'm going to get or your position in this company.
Yeah, I'll redesign you at the fucking
I'm going to promote him.
I like the balls on this, man. I like the balls on this, man.
I like his gumption.
I like where he's going with this.
Here's my problem.
What's
drinking?
They said Thug Kitchen. Thug, we know, is more of like a gangster type term. If you want to go with an edgy cooking angle, don't say thug.
Like, see, that was their thing. That was the thing. Like, no, it's not thug in the traditional sense of being like gangsters. It's thug as in like doing your own thing.
You know the other thing, Dutch?
Okay, now I hate
them. You want another edgy shirt?
I'm on your side now.
Here's another edgy shirt, Dutch. I think this is going to help me. It's a shirt that has vegetables on it, and it just says, know your roots.
Good angle, terrible marketing.
Know your roots.
I would rather have that with the band The Roots.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
That would be better.
Eat like a give a fuck.
Are they black guys?
No, they're all white. Everyone's white.
One of them's purple.
Mitch, can you keep playing the trailer, please?
Has there
I'm
been
sorry.
A black vegan?
Yeah, here we go.
I apologize. I didn't mean to get off topic, but it's just It's really bothered me. Go ahead. You can back up a little
Black
bit.
Yeah, black, you'll bother.
Back up a little. Back up a little bit.
Feeling better than ever. Oh.
These guys
are shit together. Start eating some real fucking food.
There you go.
And now I'm feeling better than ever.
Who are you?
I remember a time when I thought my kids got enough nutrition from that prepackaged bullshit I'd buy at the store. I was such a lazy fucking asshole. Now that I've got the Thug Kitchen cookbook, I don't play that shit anymore. I love to cook good food.
Oh, old lady cursing. Guys, hold on. Pause.
We would have heard it if you didn't yell pause.
Everybody, no, she hasn't cursed yet. Everybody get ready for the hilarity that is old lady cursing. Sorry, Mitch, back up
a
little bit.
Just to eat better. Fucking time to hunt down a dozen exotic ingredients just to eat better. Not at my age. Thug Kitchen helps me cut through the bullshit with language that I can understand.
Like you were love suffers from chronic drive-through dinners.
Like Negro.
Meat sweats. Gut rot. Sugar shakes. Or just want to get your shit together. See if the Thug Kitchen cookbook is right for you. Thug Kitchen is not for everyone. Including people who might be offended by words like ass, shit, fuck, or motherfucker.
I hate this.
Some side effects may include feeling better, looking fly as fuck, saving some goddamn money, and in some cases,
it's the right angle. It's a lead to becoming a skilled son of a bitch in the kitchen.
So find out today if the Thug Kitchen cookbook is right for you. You'll be fucking glad you did.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I get
it. Great angle, poorly marketed and poorly thought out.
You can't be a vegan and try to be cool. You can't be a vegan if you immediately get into a fight, you get punched,
Royce,
and you break out black and blue and start crying
because
of iron deficiency.
Royce,
yes?
They and you are not converting non-vegans to vegans. They are marketing to vegans who are tired of being called nerds.
But they did it wrong, though, because, I mean, like, when you think of Thug Kitchen, I could see the epic mealtime guys coming out with a cookbook called Thug Kitchen.
Right.
But not some sort of flowery vegan.
Here's what they should have done. They should have just called it Fuck Kitchen. Like, just go straight balls to the walls right away and be like, this is what we are. Fuck Kitchen, you know, and then use all the flowery language if you want to. Like, it's just...
As long as it's vegan flour.
I can't even eat flour, though, because it has gluten in it. And I have a gluten intolerance, I told myself.
I told myself? Go ahead, Dutch.
I don't.
No, I agree. If they were doing Thug Kitchen, they should have gotten actual guys that used to be in prison now cooking.
Exactly.
Now, I also agree that that was a pretty funny commercial for the whole purpose of doing vegan food and marketing to vegans. Vegans might find that it tiring that they're being made fun of all the time, probably because they're vegans. And so they may gravitate towards that, but they shouldn't have been calling it Thug Kitchen. They should have called it something else, like Swear Word
Fuck
Kitchen.
Kitchen.
We're not all pussies.
This, all
kitchen.
This vegan talk makes me want to kill an animal.
I want some delicious deer.
And that's why we have Sherry on the show and not vegans.
Are you mad that they killed that albino deer, Sherry?
I mean, it's cool, but I don't know. I guess I don't care either way. Whatever.
I don't care as long as it's dead.
Do you think it was delicious?
I bet it was delicious.
It was probably delicious.
White meat.
I could taste
love
the
me
fear.
Some white meat.
I could taste the fear.
You and me both, sister.
Oh, Sherry, you're a psychopath.
She really is.
I love it.
One week until rifle season. Just saying.
Vegan battle.
Those deer aren't even going to stand a chance.
So sick of these fucking vegans.
Fucking vegans. Sherry has a camo face mask now.
The problem with vegans is too is like they're so like they talk down to you because you like meat. It's like,
of course.
It's because you know, guy. Yeah, wait till you die. Shut up.
I'm sorry, I'm using my canine teeth to tear meat apart and digest it.
Oh, I apologize.
As designed.
Mm-hmm.
The funny thing is the vegans are always getting sick.
Yep, they are. Yep. So, okay.
I'm sorry, my they body craves
like,
protein.
Like yellow, sort of, right?
Oh, that's because
like,
all the Coldplay they listen
to. Yeah, it's Coldplay teeth.
No, it's just the skin in general. Like it's like, you don't look healthy.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Anyways.
On that note.
Bring it. Sherry, why are you better?
I am better than you because I ain't afraid to kill no animal.
Or people. Mitch.
I am better than you because I'm a vegan thug and thug as fuck.
Marie?
I am better than you because I can wedding crash like nobody's business and tear up the dance floor.
Except you were invited. Sean?
I am better than you because I do not get uncomfortable when I'm talking to Elder Royce.
You stole mine, you piece of shit. Royce?
I am better than you because I just found out my mom is basically Morgan Freeman from The Shawshank Redemption.
And I just... Black?
I like to say Royce didn't get spanked that day. I like to say that.
Sorry. Go ahead, Dutch.
Why are you better, Dutch? You because I feel like that my mother and your mother are probably the same person. Yep. And should probably get married at some point.
Mm-hmm, gay married.
Yeah. Well, because my mom's single now.
They need to get gay married, dude.
And I know your parents are listening. So, Mrs. Royce Lopez, you should, you know, if you ever and probably will leave Royce Sr., you should probably hook up with my mom.
There you go.
She's hot. Really hot. Make sure we want to film it. All right. Let's get out of here. Any plugs?
Listen to Hippo Juice tomorrow, I would say, would be a good plug. Unless you're listening to podcasts, then listen to Hippo Juice today. Unless you're listening in the future, then listen to Hippo Juice via podcast.
And then every other show that's on the podcast, apparently P-Rock from the Red Show, I was talking to him last week after his show was done. Apparently he feels like he doesn't get enough love from us. So
who is P-Rock?
Here's your love, buddy.
Love you.
We love
listen
you.
Listen to the Red Show right after.
Who's P-Rock?
I hate that footer son of a bitch, but P-Rock, I like that guy. He's got gumption.
Oh, is P-Rock the guy that does a show with Scrams?
Who yes, are those guys? That's the dude.
Scrams. The beautiful guy with this comb over haircut.
He's on the P-Rock and Scrams hour.
I like Scrams.
I like Scrams' dog.
I like Scrams' wife.
I like Scrams' haircut.
Scrams' wife's pretty hot.
She is hot. We're trying to do a wife swap thing with Graham's wife and Marie, but we're still working on
it's
it.
It's really weird.
Working more on like radio.com/downloads if you guys want to hit any loads of the podcasts. Wait. If you want to hear tonight's show, go there.
Waiting for tonight.
Are we going to get rid of Marie and get Scrams? Is that how the wife swap works?
Yeah.
I think that would work better.
Yeah.
So we get Scrams.
We got to fuck Scrams.
And I get Scrams' wife.
iTunes.com.
I don't mind that with this anymore.
Wait, so we're going to
search
like pig roast for.
I don't want to fuck this. John Connor here.
I do. I'll take
search morelikeradio.com.
Why?
I'm already on More Like Radio. I'm here right now. Why would I search
on the website right
found
now?
Found it. Talking to listeners, not you, first, shit fuck.
I listen.
First.
No, I was there.
We'll see you guys next week. That's
I'll see you next week.
I do this all day, Winston.
Hey, how long can you do this for?
I can do this all day.
Yeah, I got it all day, too.
Winston!
Why are you yelling at me?
I'll do this all day, Winston.
I'll do it all day, Winston.
I'll do it all day, Winston.
This is great.
I'll do it all day, Winston.